The Morning Invasion with Dax and Steve-O.
Oh, okay. Start the show.
Let's begin today's Friday show.
Normally, I don't let Fridays get the best of me.
I'm the biggest thing to hit this planet in decades.
The following radio show is to be heard only by people with a sense of humor.
Hey!
Hey, wanted to let you guys know that, I wanted to, publicly thank you guys, actually. I'm going to my second Connect group tonight, man.
Nice!
And, yeah, dude, it's pretty cool, man. The curriculum is amazing. But I just wanted to thank you guys for just your encouragement, man. And you guys are really awesome. Like, if you guys have fun, you guys joke
Stop
around.
It.
Also, you guys don't get how, the such a influence, and not even just influence, but the impact you have on people. That you guys talk about good topics, and sometimes it's keeping it real is the best thing to do, man. And
thanks, man.
So I'm going to it again tonight, man. I just wanted to thank you guys, man, for that, because that's really helped me out so much, dude.
Good, man.
We about to have some hardcore drama go down right about now.
We love this show.
Well, maybe you're used to it, but for me, it was kind of a surprise.
Set a course for adventure.
Let's do this. Showtime.
Why they didn't just stick with this theme song? This
okay.
is great.
Now the world is ready for you and the wonders you can do. Make a heart a dove, stop a war with love. Make a lie.
It's still going. Still going.
Yeah. Do you hear that? Stop a war with love.
Yeah.
Amazing. Guys, Wonder Woman is out. It's out, guys. You guys better go watch it this weekend. Welcome to the show. We're live. It is Friday, June 2nd. Dex and Steve-O. I know what you're going to get today when you go in to get that tattoo.
What?
A Wonder Woman tattoo!
Not going to happen.
Wonder Woman!
What if I went with that?
That's pretty cool.
What? Why, look at that. What do you have against Wonder Woman, Matt? Why not Wonder Woman?
Look at that Spider-Man right there.
Why don't you want a Wonder Woman tattoo? What's wrong with that?
I'm just thinking Spidey looks pretty good.
Hmm.
Looks pretty good.
Whatever, man. Just trying to help you out, you know? I mean,
That's fine.
She's the greatest superhero ever.
I wouldn't go that far.
Whatevs, bro. Whatevs. Welcome to the show. It is 6:09.
High today of 78 degrees.
Rain?
Yeah.
Anything this weekend? You gonna get rained out for baseball?
It looks like this weekend, actually, yes. So, yeah, it looks like that could be happening. So, we'll see what happens. There's a chance. But there was a chance yesterday. I didn't see any of that yesterday. Did you see any of that? Mm. Did you happen to catch any of that rain?
I don't think so.
Exactly.
No, I don't think I did.
Exactly.
Wonder Woman. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody. Mm-hmm. It is the last day of the week. It is time for the weekend. You've got baseball. I've got basketball all weekend.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. 505-585 live if you'd like to text into the show on this National Donut Day. It's Donut Day, everybody.
How did we not get donuts this morning?
I don't know.
It's National Donut Day, everyone, and we do not have any.
Yeah. Oh, they love donuts, man. They not only go great with coffee, but insulin shots as well.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah.
I got some good stuff on donuts this morning. Well, actually, I take it back. I don't know if it's good. It's I found a list of healthy foods. Well, things that you think are healthy, and compared them to donuts or one donut.
I like this.
And I think you're going to be pretty shocked when you find out that orange juice that you drink.
No, are you serious?
Contains just as much sugar as
you know. All this is going to do is make us eat a lot of donuts today.
Yeah, and it might give us diabetes. Just talking about.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where to look
for donuts.
No, for my screen, guys. They upped the game in my room.
Yeah, Steve-O's got two monitors right now. Not one, but two, and it kind of looks ridiculous.
It's weird.
Because they're big monitors.
They are.
But you're the one who asked for it, man.
I don't know.
You were the one who was saying, man, I got Facebook Live now, and I have the live line, and yeah. One monitor is just not enough. Well, our boss, he always listens
he
to us.
He comes through, man.
He really does. He is such a great boss. DJ Bossman Dan, you are a great boss. Whenever I ask for something, he usually always gets it.
I wonder if I can, on Facebook Live, show what's happening right here.
Well, you'd probably have to grab the... There you go. Just pull it on over.
Yep.
Yeah, we're on Facebook Live if you go to Star 88 FM on Facebook.
So this is, let's see. Can you...
You can see what's going on here, and it's kind of ridiculous. They got to turn it around, buddy, because it's showing you.
It's not, dude. It's on a delay. So I got multiple computer screens going on right here.
Oh, there you go.
Watching Facebook Live and getting all the comments. Shout out to Katrina, who already said Happy Donut Day.
Hi.
Happy Donut Day, Katrina.
Good morning.
Multiple screens going on now. So I could check weather. I could do that. You've got multiple screens going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
We now have four screens in studio plus this lovely iPad for Facebook Live.
And look, Daniel fixed my microphone thing so it doesn't fall off. Like, that's, like, welded on.
No way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He fixed that for me.
I like that.
He's so great, guys.
So there you go. It's going to be a crazy day.
Even though he goes in my studio and cleans it without my permission.
Stop it.
Like, takes things from me. It's cool, though, man.
That's true.
You know what? It's all good.
It's all so good. Warm this morning. But I'm wearing a hoodie because I'm out of dress code, guys. Shh.
Oh, man. You can't wear that tank top.
I know. I'm not supposed to, but I really do have an appointment with Erickson today. So
you have to like have the your skin has to be
have
out
my arm out
of a shirt for a certain amount of time before you can get a tattoo.
That's
is that what you're going to say when HR comes and says,
"No,
hey, here's a ticket for wearing this." You get three tickets.
Great.
You get suspended.
Yeah. Great.
Wonder Woman. Welcome to the show, everybody. We got a huge one for you.
Yeah, we do.
Jam-packed, full of goodness and sweets and donuts and all that. The Golden State Warriors. Oh!
Boo. It was so boring last night.
You know what? I was going to play this later, but I'm going to play it right now.
Boring moments in sports.
Yes.
Last night, the Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 113-91 in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. A game so boring, to increase the excitement level at halftime, celebrities attending the game, Jay-Z, Rihanna, Kevin Hart, and MC Hammer did an impromptu song that sounded something like this.
You can't touch this.
Right like a diamond. Shining bright like a
It was a train wreck.
Yeah.
Join us again next time for boring moments in sports.
Oof. Yeah, so boring.
It was really boring last night, guys.
Well, you know, at halftime, I think everybody was going, you know what? This is going to be great.
That was me.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah.
And then third quarter came and the Warriors just started just pounding the living daylights out of the Cavs.
It was so boring.
LeBron didn't show up in the second half. Nope. And if he doesn't show up, then
it was really terrible.
Yeah, it was. It really was. This is the only highlight from last night.
Pass inside. Tristan Thompson finds James. A lot of thunderous dunks here in the opening period.
I don't know about this, but Rihanna just walked in front of me. Are you kidding me?
What are you doing, man?
Stay with the game.
That was the only great thing about the game last night. Rihanna walked in front of the announcer, Jeff Van Gundy. He just freaked out.
Van Gundy was wrong last night. There was a crossover moment, and they called an offensive foul on Braun, and KD's feet were still moving. And I just...
Van Gundy's usually wrong.
He's wrong!
Yeah.
It was all wrong last night, guys. Oh, so boring.
Yeah. So,
Hey, man, shout out to Thigpen in Brooklyn, who said, boring moments in sports. The NBA since about 2003-ish.
Yeah, that's not true.
Oh, it's so true. It was so bad. My kids even were bored. It wasn't even fun to watch.
Yep.
Come the third quarter, everybody's like, we're done.
Yep, even Lando, he was done. He was done.
Shout out to the live line. I remember the Star Me saying, so Wonder Woman was amazing.
See what I tell you guys.
She was so beautiful. Just saying, so good, so beautiful. Happy Wonder Woman Day. Okay.
It's Donut Day, guys, and Wonder Woman Day.
Can we get Wonder Woman donuts up in here?
Yeah.
I mean, can somebody make that happen?
How do you feel that you're going to have to wear that romper?
Okay.
That's the bet.
Yeah, I know, but where are we going to find a romper?
Oh, I'll find a romper for you. I will find, somebody will help me buy a romper, I know it, for you.
We didn't specify when we have to wear said romper.
No, we did. It's at Freedom Fest.
No, that's not.
Yep. That's when you're going to wear the romper.
We didn't agree to that.
Come on, you know we need things to do.
I still have wax your legs, wear a kilt, romper.
No, it's the romper was the number one thing people wanted for the loser.
Okay. Wear a romper.
Yeah, watch. It's totally, you know what? Last year, the same thing happened. It was like, you know, Warriors were up three games and the Cavs came back and won. So
that's true.
I shouldn't get cocky because it could happen again.
One game. But if they play like that and the Cavs continue to play like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be over in four, guys.
That is very true.
Boring.
585 Live, you want to text into the show. We have an update on the letter we got this week about the hobby. The hobby.
Oh, no. Gross.
The hissing cockroach.
Yeah, I was just about to say, which hobby would that be? Yeah.
So
yeah.
The wife, she hit us back and updated us on confronting her husband about this disgusting hobby.
Okay.
So we'll do that for you this morning. Let me tell you, before we go to break, I want to tell you about a man that I believe should be talked about this morning on Donut Day.
Mm. Is it the Michelin Man because he looks like he's sporting donuts?
No.
Ah.
No.
Okay.
It's not him. His name is Abu Musa. He lives in South Boston.
Mm. And the inventor of Dunkin' Donuts?
No.
Are you sure?
No. Abu used to be a 7-Eleven franchise owner. But he wound up falling out with the parent company over their policies, specifically because they forced him to sell hot foods like hot dogs and taquitos, and no one was buying them. He says, quote, they'd sit there on the rollers. No one would buy them.
Okay.
And every day I would throw out $200 to $300 worth of food and that I had to pay for.
I couldn't understand the second half of that quote.
And then the company tried to force him to sell pizza and chicken wings too back in 2014. So Abu just said, I give up. And after a legal battle, he lost his entire store. Well, what do you think Abu did? Boo is fired up.
He opened a Dunkin' Donuts.
No.
Oh.
Close.
Well, it's like National Donut Day, so I'm still trying to correlate this story with, I don't know.
It really doesn't have anything to do with donuts at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Abu, he went out and he got some sweet revenge, man. He opened up his own convenience store across the street from his old location. And he named it 612. Never surrender! Abu! He named it 612!
What is the significance of 7-Eleven? Because you said that, and now I'm like, why is it called 7-Eleven?
That's a good question. And those are his hours, but clearly...
6 to midnight?
Yeah, well... Six to midnight. Yeah. Six. It would have to be 6 to midnight, right?
Okay.
6 a.m. Well, I don't know. He says more than half of his customers are going to his new store, and he's got a great strategy for getting more of the customers. Quote, I know the price of everything. Excuse me. I know the price of everything in the 7-Eleven, so I sell the same things cheaper. And no hot food, never. Never, ever. This guy, man, he is the hero today. That is worth talking
How
about.
How is 7-Eleven not, like, firing back?
Oh, it's just one store. I mean, think about it. I mean,
nah, man, this is war!
Think they're going to come back and be like, oh, no, you didn't.
Maybe.
Well, here's Abu.
Whenever, whatever they want, they can bring in their store. And we have no option, no choice. We have to accept it because they said you signed the paperwork.
Absolutely. Huh? Absolutely.
What? I truly, honestly.
Absolutely. I have no idea either, but absolutely. Yes. You know, he didn't just put his head down, tuck that tail between his legs, and hightail it out of there. No. He said, no, this ain't happening. This ain't happening. He opened up another store right across the street and stole the customers. He made the food cheaper because he knew the price of everything in the 7-Eleven. So he's like, I'm just going to make it cheaper. Of course, they're going to come over to my place.
Brilliant.
Really is. Shout out to Abu.
And shout out to the Starmie who's chiming in trying to help me with 7-Eleven.
Oh, what is the...
I got multiple things. A few people said it's called 7-Eleven because that actually used to be their hours, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Okay.
Somebody else said I heard it was 7 days a week, 11 hours a day. But
yeah, I guess, 6:12 could be 6 a.m. to midnight, I guess.
That's what they said, in the article, if you read it.
Oh, okay.
If you read it, are actually his hours.
You're absolutely
6 a.m. to midnight.
I was just so fired up.
6:12. Attention. Fire it up!
Fire it up, Abu! Yeah! Tell you what.
Actually, technically, he wouldn't be firing anything up because he was mad that they were selling hot food, so. If anything, it's like, chill out. Am I right?
Yeah.
Chill out.
Okay. Yeah. That's the one thing about owning a franchise that I've heard, because I've had a couple friends that have owned franchises, and you have to follow their rules. You have to do it a certain way, and I get that. I mean, if there's a business model and it's working, you don't want somebody to just buy your franchise and change it up.
Right.
So I totally understand.
Because they represent you as a company.
But that kind of doesn't make sense, though. You think you'd be able to call, like, corporate headquarters and be like, listen, I'm, like, throwing away $200, $300 worth of food a day. It's got to be something we can do, you know?
Hmm.
Do you ever buy those hot dogs on the rollers at a gas station?
Absolutely
I see people
not.
All the time doing it.
No, I do not. I used to back in the day.
Yeah, probably kids you're doing it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just taste like... Oh,
man, they've been rolling for hours, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. See them rolling. They're eating.
See what you're doing there.
Thanks, man.
See what you're doing.
Rolling with the homies.
Shout out to Abu. You're a good man.
Shout out to Cynthia and Monica on Facebook Live. What up?
Good morning. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday. We have some headlines when we come back. We'll check traffic. Let's keep it safe this morning, guys. Just take your time out there. It's beautiful. Just enjoy the beautiful sunrise. 505-585-LIVE if you want to text in. We got on Facebook Live. You can go leave a comment and follow us. And we'll be right back. Good morning.
Hey! What's going on in the news today? President Trump is withdrawing the United States from the landmark Paris Climate Accord.
We will see if we can make a deal that's fair.
Lawmakers issued 7 new subpoenas as part of the House Intelligence Committee's investigation into 2016 election meddling.
Some big bucks for a legendary musical instrument.
A guitar dubbed the Wolf, used extensively by the Grateful Dead's late Jerry Garcia, sold for just under $2 million at auction in New York.
Mets mascot Mr. Met fired for flashing his middle finger at a fan. He only has 4 fingers, but it was the one he shouldn't have flashed.
U.S. private businesses added 253,000 new jobs.
Auto sales for May starting to roll in. Nissan and its Infiniti luxury brand reporting an increase of 3%. Analysts expect a small gain overall for U.S. sales.
AAA says 16 and 17-year-olds are 3 times more likely than adults to be involved in fatal crashes.
An explosion leveled part of a corn mill plant about an hour north of Madison, Wisconsin. The plant processed corn for ethanol.
A noose was found at the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C.
.632, good morning.
Hi, today, I'm sorry.
That's turn off.
78 degrees. Oh, Mr. Matt. Road construction, the left lane is closed, central between Huantabo and Tramway. The 2 right lanes are closed, Central Avenue West at Tramway as well. There's also some road construction, Indian School Road East at San Pedro. No accidents to report this morning. Let's take a look at traffic.
Traffic!
Hey, traffic brought to you by For the Good. Screen printing, live printing, graphic design, forthegood.com or 505-508-5658. That's 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88 FM.
National Donut Day.
Yes.
One glazed donut. Just one glazed donut from Krispy Kreme has 10 grams of sugar. Here's a few other things that you probably didn't realize have more sugar than that. A side of coleslaw at KFC.
Has more sugar?
More sugar. It's 14 grams of sugar.
Oof.
How about an Activia blueberry yogurt? Oh, that's so healthy. I'm just eating my Activia blueberry yogurt today because I'm so healthy. That has 16 grams of sugar. Huh, might as well eat one of those delicious Krispy Kreme donuts.
You can't.
You know what I'm saying?
No, dude.
How about a large latte at Starbucks at the Bucks?
Just a regular latte?
Yeah, yeah. How many grams of sugar does that have, Mr. Barista?
13.
17 grams.
Close. That was very close. Oh.
Yep, leave the drive-thru now. Just go on. Just leave.
That's not like with any pumps of like sugar-free vanilla or something weird like that.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
Not sure.
Just a latte. 17 grams of sugar.
8 ounces of orange juice has 20 grams.
Whoa, dude.
You can eat 2 glazed donuts. Yeah, well, that orange juice, it's not that healthy, guys. It's really not. It's just sugar. Oh, sugar. Sugar. Sugar is the modern-day cocaine.
No, I'm pretty sure the modern day cocaine is still cocaine.
Oh, you know what? You might be right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might be right about that. Oh, how about a 20-ounce vitamin water? It's got vitamins. It's water.
18 grams.
33 grams
oh
of sugar.
Gosh.
Which is almost 3.5 of those delicious glazed donuts.
You really want somebody to bring us donuts.
A 20-ounce vitamin water? Just lies upon lies.
Oh, pool boy's rocking some Mrs. Freshley's right now. You know those, like, coconut?
Oof.
Like those, the little package of donuts?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it blasphemous to say that I'd take those over Krispy Kreme any day? I know people like Krispy Kreme, but I'm like...
I don't know. Whatever.
By the way, going back to that that venti Starbucks... Somebody just chimed in and said, "That's a latte sugar." Am I right? Am I right? Thank you, Starmy.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, a 6-inch meatball sub from Subway.
What?
Has 12 grams of sugar. That's crazy. 12 ounce can of Coke, 39 grams of sugar.
Gosh.
Oh my gosh. That's a gram less than you'd get in four donuts.
Four.
Four of those donuts.
I'd take four of those donuts over a can of Coke any day.
A can of cocaine?
No, Coke. Oh. Coca-Cola.
A Whopper from Burger King has 12 grams of sugar. So just a little more than a donut. And a quarter pounder with bacon from Mickey D's has about the same. So, you know what? Mom, Dad, next time your kid wants a donut, you get him a donut.
Or you could just not have junk.
No, you could just, you know, donuts okay.
You're like saying one bad thing versus another bad thing and how this bad thing is less bad, so you go with that bad
thing. It's fine to have a bad thing every once. Well, I should rephrase that. It's okay to have a delicious glazed donut every once in a while, guys. Okay? It's not a bad thing. All right? Even our trainers will say, you know what? You got to do it every once in a while. You do.
Okay.
It's just when we want another one, and then I'll just have one more. And then we've eaten the whole box. It's happened before. Happy National Donut Day, guys.
Welcome to the news. You know, Kathy Griffin really, really got in trouble this week.
Yes,
and she knows it. Even her apology wasn't enough. So today, this morning, 9 a.m., in California, so that must mean Pacific time. Mm. She's actually holding a press conference.
Ooh, man.
That stinks, man. That means it's going to be 10 a.m. our time, so we'll be done with the show. We won't be able to comment on it.
Yeah.
Her attorney says that they will, quote, explain the true motivation behind the image and respond to the bullying from the Trump family she has endured. Wait, what?
Wait, say that again?
She's going to explain the true motivation behind the image and respond to the bullying from the Trump family she has endured.
Oh, no.
Dang it! Why does her show have to end at 10?
That's crazy.
Press conference being held at 9 a.m. Pacific time. You know we're going to talk about this. Bullying, for real?
Is this a situation where she actually thinks this is going to help?
Oh, man. Oh, this is going to be so great. She also basically needs to get her career back on track. In addition to losing her gig at CNN, being dumped by the Squatty Potty, several of her stand-up shows around the nation have been canceled, including one right here in Albuquerque. It's a lot of shows, man. A lot of gigs getting canceled.
Yeah.
So
people, I mean, that's how she makes her money.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, she lost gigs at her celebrity run-in tour at the St. George Theater in Staten Island, State Theater in New Brunswick, New Jersey. We pulled the plug here at Route 66 Casino in Albuquerque. Two California venues followed suit after that. Yeah, people just, oh man, if you go to our website, it's just canceled, 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 canceled,
man.
Canceled. Yeah. Oof. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Well, you know, you do something like that, then you have to face the consequences.
And you got to think that there's probably nobody on her side, am I right? Wait, what? This just in. Some supporters are starting to emerge. Here's Jim Carrey.
I think it is the job of a comedian to cross the line at all times because, you know, that line is not real. And if you step out into that spotlight and you're doing the crazy things that he's doing, you know, we're the last line of defense, and really the comedians are the last voice of truth in this whole thing, you know. And, you know, it's impossible to get away from it. You know, I had a dream the other night about that I was playing golf with Donald Trump, and I was standing beside him with a club in my hand, and I was, you know, considering my options when I suddenly woke up. You know, it was one of those dreams where you want to just get back to sleep so you can finish it. But I've taken up golf anyway.
Hmm. You know, they...
No, Jim, I love you!
Isn't that what I said, though, when the news broke? I said almost the same thing.
Wait, are you siding with her now?
No, I wasn't. I've never sided with what she did, but...
But that she's a comedian.
As a comedian.
That's what she kept saying. It's her job!
Well, that again, she that's the kind of comedy that she does. Yeah. And that is the job of a comedian, is to always be doing that. If you're one of those, you know, shock comedians.
Yeah.
So I kind of understand what Jim Carrey's saying, but even if you don't agree with it, you got to face the consequences, man, no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. Larry King actually commented thinking that he doesn't believe that CNN should have fired her over this, even though he did not agree at all with what she did. And somebody else who probably isn't a fan, Ted Nugent.
The Nuge.
I mean, that guy's pretty much made a career out of saying really horrible things about his liberal enemies that come pretty darn close to being threatening. He's even gotten Secret Service attention for them, but he fired back against comparisons with things that he said and what Kathy Griffin did in a recent interview. Yeah. He said, excuse me, compare what I said. We're talking apples and grenades here. What Kathy Griffin did was downright vulgar, obscene, and a genuine variation of a death threat. I've never threatened anyone in my life. Wow. End quote. He has stirred controversy in the past. He said some horrible things that I really can't say on the radio at all. Yeah. So, but he did say on Wednesday that the Secret Service had met with him a couple times, and they came to the conclusion that he never made a threat to anyone. So.
All right. Looking forward to that press conference today.
Oh, man. It's going to be something. It's going to be something. You going to answer that phone?
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
I told you guys, if Jim Carrey agrees with it.
No, it doesn't matter. If Jim Carrey jumped off a bridge, pool boy, would you jump off that bridge?
Absolutely.
Actually, I probably would just to try and save him because I think he's hilarious.
Yeah, I do. I'd ask him to hold my hand on the way down.
I don't think Jim Carrey's saying that he agrees with...
He's just saying it's the job of a comedian.
If you watch the clip, he's joking too, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he's joking too. You can tell he's smiling, and it's true, man. They're comedians. You got to look at it from where it's coming from. I don't believe she was threatening him and his life. Come on. I mean,
yeah, but
you got to see who's saying it. You know, you got to take it for, you know, what it is, man. If there was somebody super serious with the hijiban or whatever doing that, then okay. Then that's a little different. But it's Kathy Griffin, dude. Come on.
And nobody takes her seriously. Here's what I can't believe, though. I can't believe that she's claiming that the Trump family is bullying her. Like, she is just, all she's
going
to do is dig a bigger hole into, which is exactly what Lori said on the live line. So thank you,
yeah,
Lori.
Yeah, and especially after finding out that Barron, Trump's son,
yeah,
he saw it on TV.
Yeah, and he couldn't differentiate.
Come on.
He's a left. He's a left.
I got a quick story real quick. All right, I got to sidetrack you real quick. So yesterday, me and my wife and the kids sometimes when they come out of their room,
okay.
We watch Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. And yesterday, Jeopardy was on. You guys watch Jeopardy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I forget the category. I think it was like they named the group, and then you gotta say the movie they were in or something like that. And then so they're going through the list, and then boom, it says a rap group called NWA, and I yell out the name super loud because I think I got it. But then my wife looks at me, she goes, "What the heck?
Did you say CB4?
It was Compton.
Yeah, straight out of Compton.
But I said with an attitude.
Yeah.
It was loud, dude. All the windows were open in my house. I felt so dumb.
Oh, boy. Come on, man. Come on.
Come on.
Filter, man. Have a filter.
That's not the name of the movie, dog. You have to understand the category.
I know, but I didn't really. I forgot.
Alex Trebek would have been very disappointed.
Goodbye.
In you.
Goodbye. We love you.
I love you guys.
Gosh.
Oh, man. Oh, that guy, he is one of a kind. Nobody like a pool.
See,
boy.
I agree with what the Star member just said. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are we really saying it's okay because she's an American white woman and not an Arabic man wearing a hijab that it's like, except, like, I, no, I'm with you, Star Me.
No, and we're not saying that it's okay at all. Don't take it what we said the wrong way because that's not what we're saying.
No. Well, we didn't say any of that. Pool boy did.
Well, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That's true.
You're the one saying, well, she's a comedian, so.
That's all I'm saying, though. I think why should we be surprised and shocked?
Well,
that's what a lot of comedians do. They try to push the envelope.
But there should still be consequences for stupidity. Sure. Like that crossed a line. There's like crossing the line. Like I can cross the line here. I can definitely do that from time to time. Right. But that was like, man, that's like, there's certain boundaries. Ugh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm with you.
Okay. Moving on. New in theaters today. Dex's favorite movie of all time, Wonder Woman.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh, there she is, guys!
Long before she became Wonder Woman, she was an Amazonian princess on Thymaskyramanima. The mythological island where Amazonian warriors live without dudes. How are there so many women and yet zero men? They were created from the sands of time.
We don't know, actually.
Guys, it's so good.
Hold on. Then Chris Pine crash lands on her island and she learns just how sheltered she's been her whole life. Much like the first time a homeschooler goes to the prom.
It's exactly like that.
Yeah. Yeah. They really nailed that story.
Yeah, they did.
As he tells her how World War I is the war to end all wars, she realizes her destiny is to defy her parents, leave the island, and go protect mankind.
How do you know all this stuff?
I'm reading the description. Oh. It's right in front of me. Yeah,
I'm sitting here watching the trailer going, how does he know all this? He hasn't even seen the movie yet.
I have not. Although it's in theaters today.
It
sadly,
really good, guys.
Scheduling conflicts robbed us of having a cameo from 1970s Wonder Woman Linda Carter, but I'm not going to lie.
It's all right.
I'm totally okay with that because to me that's kind of cheesy. She fully supports the movie and even posed with Gal Gadot on the red carpet for the LA premiere. So far, the critics are loving it.
Yep.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if you read anybody else on Facebook that's seen it, they loved it as well. It was one of my favorite movies. I compare it to it's a Marvel movie. It really is. It's like you're watching a Marvel movie.
Oh, man.
And it's not.
Cassie on Facebook Live says, Wonder Woman! Seeing it tonight, so excited, dorking out big time. Emoji with glasses. How come you gotta have an emoji with glasses? Why do dorks gotta wear glasses? I'd like to think we're dorks and we don't wear glasses. I mean, I do if I lose my contacts, but sure. Come on.
Do you wear contacts?
So I can see.
That's pretty.
Also in theaters today, the real hero, Captain Underpants!
I told you I would get you one day. I'm going to have you two placed in separate classes!
Kevin Hart and Thomas Middlenamanama star in this animated movie about two kids who hypnotize a principal into thinking he's an idiotic superhero.
Yeah, Ed Helms plays Captain Underpants. My son, Brody,
really
wants to see. I think all the boys do, actually, but I think the older ones would be down to see some Wonder Woman instead.
Okay.
But yeah, Brody's all about Captain Underpants. He's four. Can't blame him.
He's four.
Hey, you know, today isn't just Wonder Woman Day. We've been mentioning this. It is National Donut Day. Never
surrender. And we are here to help you.
Hey, get this. A bunch of donut places are giving out free donuts for National Donut Day today. Yeah. You can seriously rock one at, free donuts at participating Krispy Kreme locations. You don't even have to buy anything.
What?
Like, you literally just get a free donut. You can also get a free donut at good old Dunkin' Donuts, but that's if you buy a drink. So,
okay.
And here's the thing. It's not just a made-up holiday to sell donuts. The Salvation Army started this in 1938 to honor a group of women who handed out donuts to soldiers in World War I to boost morale.
Wow.
So Donut Day goes back about 80 years.
Get that sugar rush going.
Yeah.
You know, the troops are down, like, eat this donut, man.
Yeah, or call upon Wonder Woman, because apparently that's what they actually did in World War I. Because the documentary releases in theaters today, you can actually find out what really happened in World War I.
Guys, I'm not joking. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
I believe you. It looks amazing. It really does.
It's fun. It's so fun. And if you have a daughter, she is going to love it.
Yeah.
The message is really good.
What about a son?
Just teenagers aren't allowed. If you have a son that's a teenager, you're not allowed to go watch it. Okay? Keep them at home.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, I mean, the whole island with the Amazonian women and come on. Just, no. Not appropriate. You know.
Okay, questions coming in. Questions are coming in.
Talk to us.
Is Wonder Woman appropriate for a six-year-old girl?
See, I think that just depends on you know your daughter the best. I don't know. I would allow, if my daughter was six, I would take her. I would be okay with it. My daughter, she's 13, and she absolutely loved the movie.
Yeah.
But there was a moment during the movie that I was a little uncomfortable with because there was...
There's nudity.
Well, kind of. I mean, it's... They don't show anything, but
dude crash lands on an island.
Chris Pine has he gets out of a hot tub and yeah,
and he's not wearing clothes.
Yeah, but
it's from behind.
Yeah, but they don't really even show that. So I don't know. It's just was kind of uncomfortable
because you were with your daughter and you saw Chris Pine's lower back.
But that's the thing. I don't want to ruin. But it was like the side. You kind of saw like the side of it. But you didn't really see
the side of what?
I'm having a hard time explaining this on the air. Yeah, like, well, the side of his, like, cheek a little bit, like the gluteus maximus. I don't know. I'm uncomfortable
when
talking about
this. When did you become a 12-year-old girl?
Well,
why can't you say?
Okay, if he's straight up.
They showed side butt.
But he's nude.
Uh-huh. But they don't show anything.
But they show, like, his, like, side view.
Uh-huh.
And he's still nude. And it's uncomfortable because they're, like, joking around.
Would it be acceptable in, like, ESPN the magazine if they were showing off a bear athlete?
No. I don't think so. And they're doing, like, these...
Wait, what do you mean, no? Did you ever see, like, those ESPN...
Yeah.
Yeah. What the way you're describing it makes me think there's like nudity, like frontal stuff that nobody should
see. Nothing like
that. Well, then shut up.
Yeah, but you're not understanding this.
Yes, I am. You just went with your daughter and weren't comfortable.
But hold on. The conversation between Wonder Woman and Chris Pine is, okay, at 6 years old, they're not going to get it.
Okay.
But they're kind of making some.
Okay. There's some innuendo.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm trying not to say it. I don't want to ruin it.
Why can't you be a grown? Okay, don't ruin it. Well, you literally just already said it. That's okay.
I'm just saying, I want you to know that there's that. Okay, just Google it and find out what they're saying about it. I think it's okay. Your 6-year-old won't get it. It's adult humor.
Somebody wants to know how Wonder Woman is different from Xena Princess Warrior.
Oh my gosh, can't even compare.
Okay, but that's
different?
Not an
what do you
answer.
Mean? Like, what does that even mean? Like,
how is she different?
Was she different?
Well, I don't know. Xena Princess Warrior was like, Xena? Wasn't
like
she
Wonder
like Amazonian?
Woman.
Wasn't she super strong and had like
Hercules
a sword and
kind
stuff?
Of powers?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've watched Xena.
You watched Xena, you nerd?
I did when I was younger.
Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah.
I've never seen a single episode. Wow.
Yeah. I think she was she even super strong? I don't even think she had powers.
I don't know. Didn't we interview Lucy Lawless at one point?
Uh-huh. Sure.
Okay. Somebody else just chimed in who saw it, said it was wonderful. It's so good. She's the reason we won the war. Also, they showed him naked and he's covering himself with his hand.
Okay. So there you go. I forgot about that part. Yeah. He's like, okay, fully naked, doing this.
Okay. Thank you.
Would that be
no.
uncomfortable if you were with your daughter?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So is
he
it
was
okay
doing the Michael Jackson
take...
when he's nude.
Somebody chimed in and said www.kidsinmind.com. Great movie reviews.
Thank you.
Also plugged in online. They do it. Focus on the Family. They do.
They'll like, give like very
family
detailed.
Friendly. Yes, they do. So if you want
and
the
you,
movie,
you ruined. You need to go there, Mom. Okay, you go there and then you make that. I don't know.
Man, are you going to be okay?
It's really hard.
Okay. Shout out to our favorite trucker listening. He's listening to us now and then, you know. Podcast.
Thanks.
When he's done with that, so he can
love
get
you,
through
dude.
The day driving.
Love you, dude.
Okay. So it's cool for a 6-year-old to see, according to Dex. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right. No?
I don't know. Gosh, I don't know. I don't want to be the person held accountable. Because I said, yeah, it's totally fine. I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm the worst when it comes to that.
I have to come to your aid. Somebody's saying that you're sharing a double standard. Minimally clad girl's okay, but not a dude. I think there's a difference between wearing like a warrior Amazonian skirt and yeah. being nude. That's yeah. totally different.
Again, he was no completely
or, yeah. We're talking, nude. Right. Gotcha. Thanks.
But didn't show the pride
yeah, got it.
There.
Got okay. it. Got it. Thanks. Okay. Thanks. Do you want to take a break?
I just don't know how to explain it, man.
I mean, it's easy.
Oof.
Yeah.
Whew. Yeah, we probably should go to break.
Okay.
But Wonder Woman is really good, guys.
Yes.
It's really good.
Everybody who's seen it is chiming in on the live line, freaking out on it. So, man!
Can't wait. Are you going to go watch it this weekend?
I'd like to. I just don't know if I'm going to get an opportunity.
Ugh.
If I go, I'll have to take my kids, and apparently now I can't take my 4-year-old.
Well,
oh, really?
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, you can.
Oh, I can.
Yeah.
So it's okay because you know Brody, you can tell me that it's okay, but you just can't tell.
Well, the thing
stranger.
Is a 4 and a 6-year-old, they're not going to get the whole, you know, they don't get it, right?
Sure. Sure.
If you go, you got to let me know. I want to go again. All right, when we come back, what do we got? We have an update on our letter that we got this week about the hubby hobby.
Plugged In gave it a 3 out of 5, by the way.
3 out of 5?
Yeah.
Being appropriate?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're saying for young kids, heavy caution. For teenagers, medium caution. And adults, light to nothing caution.
There you go, guys. There you go. Also coming up, the future of concert going. Wait till you hear what they're doing when you attend a concert now. It's something like you've never heard of before. I want to see what you guys think about this. 505-585-LIVE if you want to text into the show. We're also on Facebook Live. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion.
Thank you, Donna.
How you doing?
Yes.
Krispy Kremes.
We don't have that.
10 dozen Krispy Kreme donuts.
We don't have that. This is Dunkin' Donuts.
Krispy Kremes.
This is Dunkin' Donuts.
Krispy Kremes.
This is Dunkin' Donuts.
What is your name, darling?
Hong.
You know how squeamish I am.
No.
10 dozen Krispy Kreme donuts.
I have no idea. I've never been to Krispy Kreme.
What's going on?
You calling to someplace. I'm sorry, this is Dunkin' Donuts. I have no idea, okay? I have all customer online now, okay?
That's just mean. That's not funny.
It's National Donut Day.
You can't take old Regis Philbin bites and call.
Yeah, huh?
Ugh.
I can do whatever I want.
Especially when you're besmirching the good name that is Dunkin'.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, 7:09.
High today of 82 degrees. Traffic. Well, taking a look at the roads, everything's pretty clear and smooth.
Good job, guys.
You know what? The good news about this is the roads are so clear right now that if you left just a couple minutes early, you could probably stop and get donuts and bring them to your favorite morning.
No,
what?
Nope.
That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit. Located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B.
Sweet B.
BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update. And speaking of Sweet B, Boston Cream is my favorite.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep. You love them Boston Cream?
I do, man. Those are my jam.
Yeah, man. It's so funny. Yep.
How about this? The loser of the NBA Finals has to eat a dozen donuts without getting up. Could you do that?
No.
You couldn't?
I could do it.
I could
too. I just don't want to do it.
I do.
7 healthy foods that have more sugar than a chocolate glazed donut. Energy bars have more sugar.
Wow.
Yeah. 23 grams of sugar. as we said before, orange juice, one cup of OJ has about 20 grams of sugar in it. Applesauce has 16 grams of sugar. Tomato soup has 15 grams of sugar. Flavored yogurt. Those are all things that you're like, oh, that's healthy. Oh, not really. Nope. Dried cranberries. Guys, there's so much sugar in the stuff we consume. It's ridiculous. So go and have that, just, you know, one glazed donut today, guys. Just, you know, I want you to just enjoy that donut. Take it in and just love it. Okay?
Remember, the Stormy chimed in and said, so I was going to bring you guys donuts, but one, I'm running late, and two, you didn't pick up my phone call. Thanks for that, Dex.
Sorry.
I'm in charge of the live line, Facebook Live, email.
We were probably over at SOPA.
Everything else?
We probably
you
were over.
You literally have one job.
Well, good thing I got myself a donut over at SOPA.
Yeah.
And you could have done it too.
I didn't because I said...
The blueberry donut.
I don't want to eat something because what happens if we get donuts for donut day?
Guys, it has blueberries in it. It's good for your brain.
I bet it tastes lovely. Somebody else just chimed and said you're ruining their day with all the sugar talk. Yeah, stop ruining everybody's day, man.
Fine, I'm done.
Ignorance is bliss to them. They don't want to know that there's too much sugar in their Gatorade.
Come on, guys.
It's a lot of sugar, though. You should just stick with water.
You know it's bad for you.
It is. And they even have, like, electrolyte water at this point. Have you seen that new water?
Electrolyte water.
So it gives you all the electrolytes you need from, say, a Gatorade without all the sugar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Right on. 505-585-LIVE. Sorry, just took a bite of that donut. You want to text into the show or we're on Facebook Live. You can go like our page, Star88FM. Leave a comment. You can listen and watch the show right there.
Mm.
We just love when you guys chime in. Sam Swan will be joining us at 8 a.m. this morning.
I'm excited about that.
Me too.
I miss that dude.
The future of concert going. I'd like to talk about this. Let's see what you think about this. Because we like to go to concerts.
Love.
We've been to quite a few concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And in Bottle Rock, Napa Valley, there's a festival. More than 4,000 concert goers attend this festival in California. And they all wear headsets to achieve the largest silent concert in North America.
What?
So music is played just through the headphones. That's your concert experience. Everybody, when you get into the venue, gives you a set of headphones. Look at this, Steve-O. This is what it sounds like if you don't have headphones on. It's just a bunch of people rocking out, dancing with their headphones on. Because you can't hear the music unless you have the headphones on. 4,000 people there.
I hate everything about this.
What do you mean?
How do you interact with anyone around you?
Why would it be any different, though? I mean, everybody has headphones on.
No. Thank you. But it'd be different in that usually when you go to a show with friends, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, I love this song. Are you like talking?
What? What'd you say?
Okay. You don't talk in the middle of the song.
I can't hear
like,
you.
In between.
Okay. Can't hear you. The concert's too loud. Just tell me afterwards, okay? Thanks.
Okay. I'm just saying.
It's no different.
To me, it seems different.
And okay. It probably sounds better. Especially if you are way in the back, you're getting the same sound as somebody that's in the front row.
Okay, I'm open to that.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand that. That's a little different because you're right. It can sound different. Especially like now I've come to realize I definitely want to sit closest to the soundboard as possible because that's where you're going to get the best sound quality of show.
Yeah.
Because that's the guy mixing it, and depending upon where you're at, man, if you're too far off to the left or too far off to the right, I agree with that at least.
Yeah, so this has been around, they said, for quite a while in different parts.
I still hate it.
Of the world and California. Cowell and partner John Miles, they merged their San Francisco-based companies in 2015 to form Hush Concerts and have been busy providing services to mostly West Coast events. Cowell was proud of his latest achievement, telling Polestar about the logistical problems that needed to be resolved that day, not to mention when Big Boy and his crew showed up 10 minutes before showtime with not one, but two, or not one, not two, but four mixers to dial in. Let's see. So, yeah, it's just it's like thousands of people all wearing a headset just jamming out to the music. It's the only way you're going to be able to hear it. This would be great because think of noise ordinances.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Did you hear about the Foo Fighters concert recently? Got shut down.
No
way. They turned
it
off in the middle of the set, middle of a song, because of a noise ordinance. They shut it down. Like, I think it was like at 10 o'clock, and they cut the sound on a Foo Fighters concert. And they kept going.
Good.
Even without everything on, they kept singing, and the crowd started singing. But this could be... I could solve that problem.
This is the dumbest idea I've ever heard, and I can't believe you're on board with it.
If you haven't tried it yet, you can't say that.
No. So many people are chiming in on the live line, thankfully blasting this. It's just not a concert if you're not being beaten down by the sound waves. Somebody else had to go to the concert for the experience. Epic fail. No. I'm not wasting hundreds of dollars to go to a concert that I could play on my phone. It's just not good if you don't come home and you can't hear your friends because you're like...
Yeah. That's what you want. Yeah. That's what everybody wants at a concert experience.
Dude.
No, we don't.
I mean,
my hearing is probably the way it is, and it's really bad. Not only because I wear headphones for a living, but because I've went to a lot of concerts.
Huh?
What?
What? Sorry.
I should...
Gotta speak up.
I'm mad at myself that I didn't wear earplugs, man.
I hear that. Somebody else said headphone concert screams hipster. No, right. Somebody else said, can you imagine all the shower singers? Right?
Steve-O, they're called hush phones.
Hush phones?
Not headphones. Hush phones.
Somebody said... I'm turning
these down. Hush phones. Is it loud? Are we loud?
Apparently. A few people said.
Let me turn
up popping all over the place.
Let me turn up my headphones then.
See, thank you, Dave the Drummer Dave. I want to feel the kick drum in my chest. I'm with that.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Sometimes, come on.
Yeah, feeling the bass. I get it. Feeling the beat.
Somebody said not to mention headphones get uncomfortable after a while. Yeah, thanks.
Come on.
We know 4 hours every day. And then if we have production or anything, that's why we have to get ridiculously comfortable headphones.
Yeah, these are comfortable, except they get really hot and my ears just sweat.
Well, you always sweat. You look at food and you start sweating.
I know. Seriously.
You see a commercial of somebody else playing basketball, you start sweating.
I watch Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Somebody said, I love coming home from a concert, and you can still feel the vibrations in your body. Come on.
Okay.
Feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I added that last part.
The Silent Disco.
I hate this guy. So
they broadcast the entire concert through headphones. They say it's been around for at least 20 years, but has rarely been implemented on a large scale. The technology has been used for dance parties, broadcasting DJs, playing records, or for an indie band in a tent, but rarely for a massive performance. That's crazy. 4,000 people all with headphones on, and they're all just rocking out.
How much more is that going to cost? Thinking of trying to secure 4,000 pairs of headphones. Two, being like a weird germaphobe. I mean, are they just going to take those everywhere, and then you are...
That's a good question. It says here in the article... Of the 4,400 people or hush phones that they handed out, only 7 were lost or broken. A lot of people leave forgetting they have them or want to take them home as mementos. It's a testament to our staff and the festival staff that so few disappeared. So it's not like they're losing them or people are just taking them home, because only a few are doing that. But you're right. I mean, I don't know. You being a germaphobe, I can totally get that.
Katrina says, Hush Phones gives me reason to think they would just lip sync and play the CDs, not even really sing. Matt chimes in and says, what about a Christian concert? We are not to keep the word to ourselves. We are to speak it loudly.
Hey, okay.
I'm serious. That's what he said.
Well,
but I mean, technically you are speaking loudly. It's just through headphones.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. Give me a break.
Shut up, Dex! It's a good thought! Somebody else just sent us a meme of Yoda sporting some serious headphones.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
All right. Somebody else just loves eating their breakfast and hearing you talk about your ear sweat. So keep going with that?
Yeah, they're so sweaty right now.
No? Okay. Literally one member of the Starmie just chimed in and said, it'll never replace a real concert, but I'd like to try it.
Right. Why not just try it? Try and experience it just to see what it would be like.
Mm-mm.
Or what if they gave you the option, you know? What if you could have the option of getting the headphones or not wearing the headphones?
Somebody else said, heard about this abomination, threw my headphones out the car window. Hang up on yourself, Dex! I agree with the Starmie. It's not a concert unless you literally cannot hear a thing for 3 days after. You need to feel the music.
No,
thank you, Dougie Doug.
No.
Somebody said, okay. I'm sure these headphones are top quality for 4,000 people. For real, man. What happens if your headphones break in the middle of the concert, or like the middle of your favorite song? Foo Fighters Everlong starts and you're like, wait, what? It just went out in my left ear. I'm only getting the right channel. What just happened?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, gosh.
You're right, guys. I'm not saying this is a bad idea because I've never experienced it before, but I get it. It doesn't sound like this would work.
Somebody else wants to know how the heck you're supposed to mosh with headphones on.
Well, look at the people here. Let me pull it up.
Look at the people. They look like yuppies at a Coldplay concert. Nobody's moving. Everybody's just like sitting there.
That's the mosh pit in there.
And the only reason I can say that is because I went and saw Coldplay at the Fillmore Auditorium with like 400 of my closest friends before they were a massive band. And it was so odd because it was like the Denver crowd. And they were just like staring at Chris Martin. Minus the one dude in the salmon-colored polo shirt that was belting out every word off-key. Yeah, that guy! Oh, gosh,
See, that
guy.
Would be another good thing about having these headphones. You can't hear the idiot that's, you know, screaming and trying to sing along with the song.
I will give you that. That dude nearly ruined Coldplay for me.
Look at these people dancing, and these headphones, they light up.
Nobody's dancing.
Are you kidding me? They were all dancing.
They're like moving up. I don't know.
They didn't look like there was any unhappy people
You're
there.
You're making me angry at this point.
There was no unhappy people there. There wasn't a Steve-O walking around going, my headphones are broken! Guys, I can't hear anything! Everybody was happy.
No.
4,400 people. Mm-mm. They're all having a great time.
You can't take away the concert experience, man.
Well, how do you know? You've never experienced that before. I get that, but that's what I don't understand about people. If you've never experienced it before, you cannot say that's stupid. That is just the dumbest thing. You can't say that.
I mean,
what if it's the greatest experience ever?
Dave the Drummer Dave says they'd probably be great for like a Kenny G type concert. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Whatever. Stay home. Don't even go. Kyle says, no. Concerts are meant to kick your tush. I live for the deaf part after the show. Especially when it's time to go to bed and you can still hear the band rocking hard. Also, is there such a thing as a Christian mosh pit? I mean, how does that work when we don't want to hurt the people around us? It's real. Go to like a Sleeping Giant show. Maybe O Sleeper. Seriously, it's real. But it's funny because the best part about like mosh pits at a Christian show is like they will just hammer you to the ground and then be like, are you cool? All right. And they're like making a way and picking you back up. Yeah. And then everybody's moshing again. I love that.
Well, that's the way.
Because they're not out to kill you. It's just knock you to the ground.
That's the way it should be. Not just at Christian shows. It should be. There's rules in the mosh pit. There's rules. Yeah. Somebody falls down, you have to stop and you have to help them up. No matter what.
There's about three people that would like to try it. and everybody else thinks you guys are crazy.
You guys
are
so ridiculous.
I'm everybody else.
I'm sorry, but that's ridiculous. Try it. Then you can comment.
Somebody said, my brother wears earplugs during worship at church. This concert is
good for him.
Good
for him, man.
He would definitely
good
appreciate
it. Good for him. Yeah, when he's 60 years old, his hearing's going to be great.
Somebody else is just really, really sad for you because you get really, really excited about really, really stupid things.
Come on now.
All right, guys, I'll report back. I'll go out to this festival and we'll try it out.
Okay.
505-585-LIVE if you'd like to text into the show. When we come back, we have an update on a letter. My husband's stupid hobby. Remember we got that earlier this week?
Yeah.
We'll recap and we'll give you the update next.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Trump is withdrawing the United States from the landmark Paris Climate Accord.
We will see if we can make a deal that's fair.
Lawmakers issued 7 new subpoenas as part of the House Intelligence Committee's investigation into 2016 election meddling.
Some big bucks for a legendary musical instrument.
A guitar dubbed the Wolf, used extensively by the Grateful Dead's late Jerry Garcia, sold for just under $2 million at auction in New York.
Mets mascot Mr. Met fired for flashing his middle finger at a fan. He only has 4 fingers, but it was the one he shouldn't have flashed.
U.S. Private businesses added 253,000 new jobs.
Auto sales for May starting to roll in. Nissan and its Infiniti luxury brand reporting an increase of 3%. Analysts expect a small gain overall for U.S. sales.
AAA says 16 and 17-year-olds are 3 times more likely than adults to be involved in fatal crashes.
An explosion leveled part of a corn mill plant about an hour north of Madison, Wisconsin. The plant processed corn for ethanol.
A noose was found at the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C.
Today is the 153rd day of the year. 16 days until Father's Day. It's also National Donut Day. 7:37.
High today of 82 degrees.
Traffic!
Can you give me a second? I'm texting Teo, okay?
Oh, my bad.
Gosh, I'm busy, man!
Sorry, dude.
Ugh, taking a look
that's
at the
stabbing.
Road. Oh, buddy. Yeah, pretty good, man.
Hey, that's cool, y'all.
Yeah, I know it's cool. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about my tattoo place.
Okay.
Steve-O, you awesome.
Yeah.
Roads are good?
Roads are good.
Are they really good?
Yeah, dude, there's no accidents
so
report.
Steve-O, I know you so excited over there.
I am! I miss you, Teo. That's your look of traffic.
Yeah.
Dude, we were listening, like, during the break, some Waverly kicked on, and I cannot tell you how stoked I am for the Waverly concert.
What? Waverly's coming to town?
Yeah. Remember we announced it?
I had no
remember
idea.
Remember we actually had Teo on the show, but, like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's why he called in. Gotcha.
Yep.
You okay?
I'm all right.
Shout out to the member of the Starmie who has the same sense of humor as us, because the little soundbite in the news this morning about Mr. Met, I almost spit coffee out of my mouth.
Yeah, that's really funny.
And they said the same thing, and I love that.
That's really funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dex, you look great today.
Thanks, Taylor.
By the way, July 23rd, right here, Calvary Albuquerque, Waverly Reunion Show. That's July 23rd. Tickets are not on sale yet. However, we will give you the deets as soon as they go on sale. We will let you guys know, because obviously this is going to sell out. Their home show in Tupelo, Mississippi. Woo!
Yeah?
Yeah, people are like preparing to travel from California, like all over the country. So that's why we wanted to make sure we announced this one, because there's only 2 Waverly shows in the entire nation. And we wanted to give you the option so you could get prepared in case you wanted to travel. I've on good authority, we may see Thebes out here.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Wow.
We may see the fam.
That'd be cool, man.
Yeah.
It'd be really cool.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
By the way, shout out to Bruno out in Belgium.
Oh, right on, man.
Yeah.
Send us some pictures of Belgium.
Oh.
Wonder what that's like.
I guess I could Google it, but.
I love Facebook Live, man. We're just connected everywhere.
So true, right?
Yeah. And which, by the way, if you'd like to go back to the archives of our show on Facebook, hashtag The Morning Invasion Live.
Nice.
Just search it, and it's got all of our episodes. Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Because our boss is so awesome, he worked it out to where you can listen to the show through Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Hear everything we're doing, just like you listen on the radio or through the podcast. DJ Bossman Dan is a real deal, guys.
He is the real deal.
Big shout out to him this morning because he fixed my microphone.
He did.
He cleaned my office, even though I can't find all my stuff.
Okay.
I appreciate him. Fixed my computer.
He did.
He gave you an extra monitor.
He did. I'm trying to figure out placement. Like, where would I put it? Like, there?
I don't know, man.
Just working on
it. I don't know.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
We got an updated letter.
Great.
So earlier this week, we received a letter from a frustrated wife who said
so frustrated
she was about to go mental because of her hubby's hobby, which is playing with hissing cockroaches. She said. There's hundreds of them. This is a hobby my husband has. I hate it. They're smelly. They hiss. And I'm losing sleep over it. And, she was asking the question, should I wait for him to find a new hobby or should I just kill them? Because she said, I'm thinking about just buying some Raid and then just spraying the inside of the tank and killing them off. But we got some great advice for earlier this week. And so let's see what she said. I wanted to thank you for taking the time to read my letter on your show, and thank you, Starmie, for helping me out. Wanted to update you guys on how I handled the situation. I decided to not do anything drastic, like kill the cockroaches with Raid, LOL. But instead, I had that serious conversation with my husband on how we needed to find another hobby or figure out a way to move the hobby out of the house. He didn't realize how much his hobby was affecting me, and now, he just wants to stop. I almost feel bad because I know he really enjoys this hobby. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds crazy. I don't want to be that wife that takes away something that he really loves or enjoys doing. Oh, should I just let it go? Or should I push him to keep doing this hobby, but out of the house? She's in quite the situation here.
That's because it's a stupid hobby.
Well, just because you're not into it, Steve-O,
okay,
doesn't mean it's stupid. Okay? Yeah,
rational, normal human beings are. I would question a lot of things, like his character. Is he a Satanist?
Oh, wow. Oof. Here's what I love about...
Those are the devil's plague things, man.
Yeah, that is
true. Cockroaches are disgusting.
Snakes and cockroaches, man. They're like one of the same. Here's what I love about this wife's heart. Is that, I mean, the husband's willing to give up the hobby, but at the same time, I don't know. I think a lot of us have been in that situation before where our partner, they didn't like the hobby or something that we were doing. And so they confront us on it and we feel like, okay, well, I'll just give it up. And we're kind of bitter and resentful that we had to give up something that we love because our partner wasn't into it. And that's what she's kind of seeing. That's the last thing that this wife wants is for her husband to just stop doing something that he really enjoys doing.
Yeah.
And then there could be bitterness. There could be like, oh, man, this was something I loved to do, and now I gave it up because my wife can't stand it. I like that she's working through that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not like, you know what, you need to stop this right now. No, it's like, let's just come up with an option. Move it out of the house. But the husband's willing to just stop. So, but she got pretty much what she wanted.
Yeah.
He's going to stop. But now she's feeling like, well, maybe I shouldn't have.
Yeah, because then there could, like, anytime you open up a door for potential resentment, like, is this something that he's going to later down the road be bummed out that she forced him to quit doing?
Mm-hmm.
Or that he did because, but... Welcome to marriage, man. Welcome to sacrifice.
I know that there's sacrifice, but here's my thing. Here's my thing. I think that...
Hold on. What's your name? Alexa. Play Creed, My Sacrifice.
Oh, no.
No, it's...
I think we made it so she can't do that anymore.
No, she can't.
Yeah, see, she won't
play Alexa, play Creed, My Sacrifice.
Here's a sample of My Sacrifice by Creed.
Sample? Yeah, go ahead.
You only get a sample.
Go ahead.
Hello, my friend, lead again.
Yeah. Alexa, stop.
What?
Yeah, that is... Oh.
It's no. been a while and seen me in there on the words. I don't know the words. I don't know. He'll say, oh, my neighbor. Come on, man.
Can you just be serious for 1 second?
No, that's not serious. That's Alexa.
No. You.
Huh?
Here's what I wanted to talk about. No. Because I feel like I'm not just calling out the wives, mm-hmm. calling out the husbands as well, because this happens on both sides.
When you are
just because your partner's into something that you don't think is cool or you're not into it, mm-hmm. you make fun of it, whatever.
Sure.
That's not how it should work. Right? And you're saying, well, there's sacrifice in marriage, and I get that.
There is.
But I think if you are passionately into something, if this is something that you really enjoy doing.
Exactly.
Then you
you're
find
about to
a
prove
way.
My point.
You find a way to
right.
make it work. The other half finds a way.
Yeah. Guess what? That's called sacrifice. I literally, all I said was
sorry,
there is sacrifice
in
marriage.
I took what you said,
of
the little bit
you
of
did,
what you
defensive.
Said,
as
like the husband giving up on this. Like, this, that's the sacrifice. Like, he should give it up.
That's what they have to figure out.
Hmm.
Seriously. Like, is this something that's going to be so detrimental that, I mean, to me it's weird because it's cockroaches. But to get real, like, if this is really this dude's hobby, if this is something, it doesn't seem like it. He picked it up later in life. It's not like this has been a passion since childhood.
That doesn't mean anything, because maybe he discovered this thing. He did. About a year ago, that's when he started this hobby. And just because it just started a year ago doesn't mean that he probably isn't that into it.
I mean, sure.
I haven't discovered any hobbies yet, and I'm just waiting.
I'm still mad at you, because there is sacrifice in any relationship. And if you really cared about me, you would understand that in this moment, as we talk about sacrifice, the only fitting song to be played is My Sacrifice by Creed.
But that's not really allowed on the show.
Why not?
Because it's Creed.
But there's sacrifice.
I know.
I feel like the star in me understands, and I'm trying to do like a working metaphor for a relationship. But
yeah.
you're not willing to bend at all.
But
like, it's your way.
Because I don't...
Your way or the highway.
I don't
want to...
Wait,
can you play... Alexa, play Limp Bizkit, My Way or the Highway.
I can't find my way or the highway
you.
By Limp Bizkit.
I was just going to let
called?
It go.
Is that what it's called?
It's called My Way.
Whatever. I don't know. Whatever. I haven't listened to them since I was 12.
Yeah, well. So
here's the choice you have to make, okay?
Yes.
You are the wife in the situation.
I'm the wife, really? We all
I'm
know
the
who the wife
okay.
is. We all know who the wife
are
is.
You, no, I'm the quirky one that likes stupid things. Cockroaches in this case.
Okay.
Are you going to allow me to play Creed or Limp Bizkit on the show?
But here's...
No, pick one.
You can't
pick
do
one.
That.
Pick one.
No, because the sacrifice I'm willing to make is
uh-huh.
after the show, you can listen to it in your office without me around.
Why would I do that? I would never want to listen to either of those bands.
So what you're saying is basically that because you're into cockroaches,
uh-huh.
I, as your wife, have to be around you while you are doing your hobby, which is playing with cockroaches.
I mean.
That's basically what you're saying.
You don't have to be around me, but if you love me.
No, no. See, that's where you're wrong, man.
No, that's called manipulation, and it's
right?
stupid. No, I agree.
I think we need to always
Alexa!
Encourage our partners in whatever
play
they
My
do.
Sacrifice by Creed.
No, what? Not going to pot it up.
Come on.
No.
Our partners, My Sacrifice by Hickory.
Wait, what?
Hickory?
I don't know.
Well, she's not doing it.
It's because we were both talking.
Don't you agree with that, though? We should always encourage our partners. If whatever they're into, even though you're not into it, we should always continue to encourage them and support them.
Sure.
Even if it is hissing cockroaches.
Oh, gosh. See, that's weird. This is where it gets... It's because we're not into it. So,
right.
So it's easy for us to be like, this is a stupid hobby.
What if it was, let's say, we just found out this morning that there's a festival in California where... you experience the concert through headphones.
Oh, no.
So the only way to hear the band or the DJ or whatever that's performing is to wear headphones. So 4,000 people are rocking out with headphones. What if your partner was really into that? Would you make the sacrifice of like, you know what? I'm going to support my partner.
No, and that's
I'm
too many sacrifices.
I'm going
to
go with
you. You're going
him.
To a different state for a dumb hipster concert. You got to pay for the tickets. It's going to be more money.
You're a terrible partner.
Whatever. You don't have to be with me.
You don't support anything that I do.
You're right.
This is something. This is my dream. This is what I love to do.
Yeah. That's cool. Hey, by the way, Wooly's coming down for the headphone Waverly show.
Oh, they're Waverly's doing that?
Yeah, it's a headphone show. No.
Hush headphones? They're going to have hush headphones at the Waverly show?
Here's the deal. Wooly chimes in saying, Roach Lady sounds mature, man, but her husband's hobby is weird. Homie needs some bros and a new hobby. Go watch WrestleMania with somebody.
Dude. What if he's not into WrestleMania, bro?
He's into cockroaches. He's into WrestleMania.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so
much. Thank you for holding. By the way, somebody likes Creed. Would be down if I could just play it.
Not going to do it to anybody else.
Yeah.
Not going to do it. So, that's the update. The wife now feels bad because the husband is going to give up the hobby of the hissing cockroaches. And she doesn't want that necessarily.
Yeah, somebody else said she's got to think twice because inevitably there's going to be a time in the future when the roles will be reversed and something she enjoys will come into question.
You're right.
I don't know. Moving it out of the house is a fair compromise and allowing him to continue it. I don't know. Somebody else said, obviously, this guy has an awesome wife. My advice to her is to let him do it, but help him move things to the garage or something. Somebody else just wants to know how you play with a cockroach. How do you even get into this in the first place?
YouTube it, guys. Mm-hmm. There's leagues. There's hissing cockroaches.
See, I wish
leagues.
We could take away, like this member of the Starman said, take away the fact that they're cockroaches.
Right.
Like, let's just stick to the hobby.
That's what I've been trying to do.
But it's weird. If your husband came home and was like, hey, I really like 1940s dresses from World War I. That was actually World War II. But would you be like, oh, it's just a weird hobby. He collects dresses from World War II.
Sam Swan is here, everybody.
That's
Sam,
weird.
Did you get the update? On the ladder and everything?
I did.
Okay, good.
I did. I was listening on my way in. I got here a little early.
Yeah, I'm glad you got
First
here
First of all, I've missed you.
You have?
Yeah, welcome back, dude.
Thanks, man. Because
seriously.
I wasn't here last week.
Oh.
And you don't know how that... I'm standing a little taller. My heart is filled with joy and love.
You're already the tallest in the room, man.
Right.
So I'm just saying.
I got a slouch in here. I bumped my head on light fixtures.
You're quite tall.
Yeah.
So what do you think here? What do you think? Let's take out the hissing cockroach hobby because it's gross.
No, you can't take that out.
Let's say that the husband had a hobby.
As a pastor, you're counseling this couple.
There you go.
This couple.
Yeah.
I think that so far what has happened is good. They sat down. They had a good conversation. He didn't realize how it was affecting her.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And
come on.
I would deal with that in a separate session.
Yeah.
How he was not paying attention to how this was.
Ooh, nice.
But anyway, so we got past all that and they've worked something out. And I think that this is the beginning of something good. I understand how she could feel bad where she would say, well, I don't want to be responsible for, if he truly wants to give it up, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But I think that somehow figuring out a way to make it where he can continue that hobby, as strange as it seems to
normal human beings. Go ahead, Sam.
I was just going to say to everyone else, but that's kind of the same.
Yeah.
And even if it was something else that was somewhat normal,
like
as
playing
far as,
the guitar.
Like,
what if he picked up playing the guitar and it's loud
and
obnoxious?
Then maybe go out in the garage.
Yeah.
And maybe even spend a little money and soundproof the garage so that it's not bothering the stuff going on in the house.
And hissing cockroaches, you can't hear them in the garage.
You can't hear hissing in the garage.
And they probably, if it's hot in there, it's not a big deal.
No. But I think the overall thing that's happened here is that this couple did a wonderful job at talking this through. And I would encourage her to continue to talk to him about, I really don't want you to give it up. I just don't want it in the house. Can we figure out, can we go, the rental storage places are fixing to go off on me.
Yeah.
Go rent a storage space and do it.
Yeah. Right?
Just don't do it at the one where I have my stuff.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. Build a shed in the backyard.
Build a shed in the backyard. I mean, you know, those things are, they can survive nuclear war, so they will spread.
Yeah.
Las Cruces has a really, really large cockroach population. And I hear they say, somebody said it's because of all the rock walls. Instead of like cinder block, there's a lot of cinder block walls here in Albuquerque. In Cruces, they have a bunch of rock walls. And for some reason, the cockroaches like rock walls. I don't understand that. I sort of digress here, but I think this is a good thing that they talked it out, because a lot of couples won't talk that stuff out. They won't work it out.
It's true.
And
we can be selfish.
And he might be overreacting, or he might genuinely say, you know what, it was fun, but it's not something that I am super duper passionate about.
Sure.
And I'm okay with giving it up.
Maybe that's what it is.
So I think good for them for working it out and talking it out. Because
good job,
a lot of
wife.
Times they won't do that.
Good job.
Whether it was playing the guitar or playing with hissing cockroaches, which as I was walking in, you were saying something. How do you do that?
Do they
fetch? I don't. Here's a crumb. Go get it.
I just Mortimer, don't understand.
Mortimer, the hissing cockroach. Yeah.
Let me see here.
Crazy.
I'm saying I don't understand as I'm seriously sitting here Googling Deadpool images right now because I'm getting a Deadpool tattoo in a couple hours. And so I'm talking about not understanding people's dumb hobbies, but I'm seriously about to go get a comic book tattoo.
Steve-O, you can only wear your tattoos out in a soundproof garage.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, guys. Let's listen to this for a second.
Go to bed, honey. Can you read me a bedtime story? I don't want to go to bed.
This is a show on TLC called My Strange Obsession, and this little girl is obsessed with collecting hissing cockroaches.
No way, really? Oh my gosh, there's one right there in the screen. This girl.
Oh, there they are! They're all over her room!
Hey. Okay, kids.
She's playing with her dolls while cockroaches are all over her room.
Oh my God.
It's time for bed, babe.
Oh, there's mom. Oh, just gonna put this glass of milk here.
Good night, Shelby.
No big deal that there's cockroaches everywhere.
The milk is not for her, it's for the roaches.
This is crazy. What's going to happen?
No.
She opened up her bedspread, and there's thousands of cockroaches.
Hi, my name is Shelby Counterman. I am 9 years old, and I collect cockroaches.
She just kissed one. She just kissed
one. I started collecting roaches. I only had five.
Oh, my gosh.
I meant
and now I have thousands.
I can't look anymore.
I can't look.
Turn oh, on. My gosh. I'm itching.
I can't look yet. I'm strangely drawn.
She's got them all over herself.
Dude, I'm just going to watch the Facebook live feed and just stare at you guys. I can't do this anymore.
I'm going to wave
I
at you the whole time.
I can't. Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
I can't.
I'm itchy.
Oh, my gosh. I can't.
I can't stop watching.
I just saw a little girl
kiss
a cockroach.
Hey,
and
man.
Her bed was seriously covered in them. She sleeps
That's
with them.
Like my worst nightmare.
Hold on a
second.
Yeah,
like
That's
thinking
like a
about one crawling in your ear when you're asleep or something.
Hold on.
Yeah.
The parents are going to say something real quick. Let's see what they have to say.
Real happy?
I could do without them, but she really likes them. So.
Oh, parents.
That's a good dad.
Oh, gosh. No, that's not a good dad. That is a stupid dad. No.
I absolutely don't love the cockroaches, but I can deal with them.
What a great mom! Those are great parents.
Mm. Oh, my.
I can't, dude. As the great theologian Fred Durst once said, I'm going to do things my way.
That is crazy.
It's my way.
That is so
my way or the highway.
Yeah, if you go to YouTube and just type in obsessed with collecting cockroaches, my kid's obsession, you can watch this episode. It's on TLC.
Oh, my heavens.
All right, we got to take a break.
That just creeped me
out. I have
out.
A weird obsession. Lighting cockroaches on fire, stepping on them, murdering them with poison, just anything I can do to eradicate them from society. That's kind of a hobby of mine.
All right.
It's a great hobby, bro.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
We have to go to break. We'll be right back. Guys, they're talking about baseball, and I am just...
I'm sorry.
About ready
you know
to
what,
punch myself in the face.
Sorry, Dave.
Whatever.
Just, I don't know what to do with myself. Good morning.
What about cockroaches who play baseball?
Oh, my gosh. Cockroaches? I'd watch that. Come on, man.
We're just talking. We didn't even talk about prospects. You know who's tearing it up right now in the minor league system?
Right.
Single A ball, 19 years old, Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Dude, I hope he's a star like his dad.
Yeah.
He's still one of my...
This is ridiculous.
Love Vladdy. So
Vlad funny. Would hit... a bounced ball for a home run.
Uh-huh.
It would bounce in front of home plate, and he would hit a home run.
A skip, a scoop, scoop. This is super uncomfortable.
Good morning.
Dex, Steve-O, Pastor Sam Swan,
Heck yeah, man.
805.
High today of 82 degrees. Traffic! Taking a look at the roads right now, and it's beautiful, my friends.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful. In fact, there's not even a whole lot of slowdown. It's looking like there's a little bit of congestion. I-25 southbound in the Paseo area as you get onto I-25. But that's normal for this, you know, this time of day. Other than that, no accidents to report. Everything's good. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Traffic brought to you by For the Good. Screen printing, live printing, graphic design. ForTheGood.com or 505-508-5658. That's 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good for their support of Star 88 FM. Dude, they just designed a brand new Morning Invasion t-shirt.
Oh.
I'm talking about it. I'm going to get in trouble because I got in trouble yesterday for even mentioning it.
Pretty amazing.
I can't wait.
It's got a giant cockroach on it.
Shut your mouth. It's
actually so awesome.
I'm not joking. It's the coolest design I've ever seen come out of the station.
I can't wait to see it.
It's legit.
I can't wait to see it and sport one.
It's got my face all over it. No, it doesn't.
Good morning. Welcome to the invasion. Hello.
How about those playoffs last night?
Yeah.
Ugh.
This is booty.
It was terrible booty.
It was awful.
What about your boy LeBron, huh? What about him? What did he do last night?
Nothing. LeBron? I don't even like LeBron. Okay. I just think he's better than Michael Jordan.
I didn't hear anything you just said.
Alexa, play Tupac. Keep your head up.
Goodbye. See you later.
No! It was so boring last night, man. The second half, I don't know.
It was so boring.
Kevin Durant showed up like, hey, I need a ring. All you guys may have gotten one.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, you didn't.
Mm. Oh, wait. What? This is basketball?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, NBA Finals Game 1.
Oh.
Warriors.
Boring.
Cavs.
I forgot. The NBA Finals always happen right around the first week of my youth camps.
Yep. 113-91 was the final score last night.
Terrible.
And
it was terrible.
I'm sure that the Cavs are going to win. They're going to win some games, I'm sure.
But wait, you mean win a game?
Maybe one game. Yeah. I don't know, actually.
I don't know. Not if everybody keeps
LeBron
playing
didn't
like
score
last
a lot
night.
Last night.
Well, he did in the first half.
He did. He did.
He had like 22 points in the first half or something. Okay.
I tried to joke last week that LeBron was actually my favorite player of all time, like taking over MJ spot.
And
then last night watching the game, it's just a solid reminder that like he wasn't getting calls. And there weren't calls to be gotten.
Yeah.
And he was just complaining, man, and just kind of fell apart.
Yeah.
He had a double-double in the first half. Like, he did excellent.
And that's the thing. He looked like a Michael Jordan in the first half.
He did!
He was dunking on people. Yeah. He was just a beast. And then
third quarter starts, he's not getting the calls. Like, there was one time where I thought maybe it could have been a foul and he wasn't getting it. And then he just started whining. And it's like kids in Little League when you're not getting like balls and strikes. And he just hangs his head. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're a grown man!
Yeah. Yep,
I'm kind of glad I missed that.
How it is now. Steph Curry had some. He was just launching threes, man.
Like it wasn't even about Steph Curry last night. Listen, Warriors.
Draymond Green.
No,
he was playing defense like
Kevin
crazy.
Kevin Durant is the reason they won that game last night.
KD, sure, man. Oof, can't beat the Warriors, man.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it.
I agree with the member of the Star Army who says we should be watching the Stanley Cup Finals. However, I want it to be interesting, and the Preds, though they did come back from a 3-goal deficit, like, man, still losing at 5-3 was... So, I'm a nerdy sports fan. A good friend of mine, his kids play hockey, and they took off for the summer to Maui. And they got there, and the very first person they ran into on the beach was Corey Perry, like my favorite player for the Anaheim Ducks.
Oh, well.
And they walked right up to him because they're children and said, "Go Preds!" And I'm like, dude, because the Preds beat them to go to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Wow.
And I'm like, how can, as a grown-up, as a player, like, do you just take that in stride and go, you're just a kid? Or do you just stew on that for the rest of the day?
Oh my gosh.
You're in Maui because you're not in the Stanley Cup Final.
Gosh. Yeah.
That'd be tough.
Hilarious,
I'm glad
kid.
To see you, but I'm sad that I'm seeing you. Yeah. Yeah. That kind of thing?
Yeah.
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 Totally.
Well, speaking of sports... The 2017 U.S. Scripps National B went down.
Oh, gosh.
Let's kick this off, guys.
It's not a sport, man.
Heron.
What's the word again?
Heron.
Heron.
Hairwink?
Heron.
Hair row?
Heron.
Hairline?
Heron.
Hurling?
Heron.
May peace be the word?
Heron. Heron.
Herring?
Heron.
He's obviously Herring. Not herring her.
Heron.
Herring?
Oh, no.
Heron.
Gosh. Heron.
Yes.
Heron.
Heron? May peace be the word, please.
Heron.
May peace give me the definition.
A bird, you
that
dumb.
Has a long neck and legs, a long tapering bill with a sharp point and sharp cutting edges.
Heron. H-E-R-O-N. Heron.
The greatest spelling bee fail of all time
Gosh.
I love it. I've been playing that intro for years now.
Oh, man.
Because I look forward to the U.S. Scripps National Spelling Bee every year. It is so intense, guys, to see these young men and women up on stage dressed in clothes that you know they're not happy with, but their parents made them wear.
Got it.
Yeah. Like, the collared turtleneck, weird striped T-shirt, and the really tight pants that don't fit. I blame it on the parents. Okay?
Are we going to go head-to-head, Sam and I, with the final words? I feel like we could outspell
Don't look, Sam.
All right, I'm not looking.
Okay?
Don't
look over here. Outspell right? some 12-year-olds. I got this.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous, actually.
Actually, me too. I'm a terrible speller.
Your word.
Wait, whose? Whose word?
Heron. H-E-R-O-N.
Well, Sam, let Sam go. Okay?
Age before beauty.
Okay, here's your word, Sam.
Pearls before swans.
Okay.
Oh.
Marum.
Marum?
Much like harem, but marum.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Harem. Can I have the definition, please?
This is not.
Oh, you don't have the definition? Okay. I'll just make it up. Marum. Okay. Marum. M-A-R-E-M.
I'm sorry.
And sometimes what? Why? If
no,
it's marry me.
No. Sorry, if it's that proposal, is incorrect. No,
marry me.
That is not even close. You want to give it a shot there, Steve-O?
No, because I was trying to look it up because I wanted to give him a definition of the word, but I couldn't spell it either because I'm like M-A-R-O-M.
Nope.
Marum. I don't know. I've never heard this word.
All right. Well, let's see how they spell it here.
Okay. I want both of them to win. I think a lot of America does right
Marum.
Now.
Marum.
Definition, please.
A coarse perennial grass growing on sandy shores and dunes
Marum.
And having endless flowers crowded into a long spike-like
grass.
It's of Scandinavian origin.
Oh, that's right.
See, that would have helped.
Speech.
Noun.
Alternate pronunciations.
Just the one.
These kids are
Marum.
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 It's the first time we've seen him react as if he hadn't seen the word before. Didn't have that confidence.
Yeah, it's because it's a dumb word. Nobody
Marum, M-A-R-E-M, Marum.
I'm so sorry. That's incorrect, guys.
Marum is spelled M-A-R-R-A-M.
I missed an R.
Double R.
Missed an R.
Wow.
Double Marum. R's. Okay, give me another one. Let's do this.
All right.
If you find a guy you like, you should marry him.
Giflblar.
Sorry.
Shut your mouth.
Giflblar is your word.
Is that a real word?
Yeah, Giflblar, bro.
Giflblar?
It's Giflblar. Scandinavian.
Can I have it in a sentence, please?
I wish you would give up Giflblaring. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Well, do you have a... Is that really the word? Giflblar?
You know what? Maybe I'll play the very first... Now, I have a clip, and then I can't stop the clip.
So, who cares?
Just try to spell it.
Giflblar?
Okay. Giflblar. Giflblar.
Giflblar.
This is easy.
This is easy? This sounds like a character in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Giflblar.
Giflblar.
Just Giflblar the book back. He's been waiting for it all day.
Sam, you're so good at that.
Giflblar.
Come on.
Giflblar. G-I-F-B-H.
Wow.
I was about to say, don't forget the double R.
I was just trying to go weird. Giflblar?
Okay.
Sam?
Okay. G-I-F-T-B-L-A-A-R.
You almost got it correct.
No way.
You almost. If you didn't put a T on there,
yeah.
You got it.
Two A's?
No.
Hold on a second. There's no T. So there's two A's. You didn't say two R's, did you?
I did not.
Okay, yeah. It's GIFBLAAR.
Dang it.
Yeah. I should have.
So again, it's going to take two for Ananya to win.
Giflar.
Definition, please.
Giflar is a perennial shrub of southern Africa
that is deadly poisonous to livestock. That would have totally helped me.
Language of origin?
Afrikaans.
Are there any alternate pronunciations?
Just the one.
Part speech.
Noun.
Giflar. G-I-F-B-L-A-A-R.
Beautiful.
Way to go.
That is correct.
Beautiful.
See your father.
I want to know the other word. I want to know the other word. Come on.
This next word is the word that won it all for this young lady.
Nice. Okay, good.
$40,000 in cash is what Anya Vignier of Fresno, California won at the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Just here's try and spell word. Her name.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Marocaine.
Shut up. You can't even pronounce it.
Marocaine.
Marocaine?
Marocaine.
Sam, you get first.
Hold on. Let me just play the beginning because I don't know if I'm saying it right.
Okay.
Ananya, if you spell this next word correctly, we will declare you the 2017 Scripps National Spelling Bee champion.
Oh, no pressure.
Marocaine.
Okay.
Marocaine.
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 Marocaine. No longer do that because she hurt her knee real bad. Marocaine. Country of origin?
Okay. I mean, I guess I could.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you could play the beginning.
All right, it's not going to help
jerk.
Me.
Let me play the beginning.
It's going to help us.
National Spelling Bee champion.
Okay, here we go.
Marocaine.
Marocaine. May I have the definition, please?
A dress fabric that is made with a warp of silk or rayon and a filling of other yarns and is similar to but heavier than Canton crepe.
Part speech.
Noun.
Language of origin.
It's from a French word from an African geographical name.
Are there any alternate pronunciations?
There are not.
She knows what it means.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Marocaine.
Marocaine.
M-E-R-A-H-K-A-E-N-E.
Wow.
Okay. That was so wrong.
I love it because I already spelled it out over here, and I'm like, I spelled it completely differently because I'm going to go weird.
Okay, Steve-O?
Because obviously it can't be as easy as just like sounding it out.
Yeah.
Marocaine. M A Y R O C A I N E. Marocaine. Dang it!
Let's find out.
A R O C A I N.
That is correct.
Congratulations.
There you go. Marocaine.
How do you spell that? Are you serious? Is it literally, I just added an E on the end?
M-A-R-O-C-A-I-N.
It is like sounding it out.
Marocaine.
Oh man, I'm so mad.
Yeah, you guys.
You know what threw me off? I threw the Y in there because it was a type of fabric and it was like rayon. Mm. And yeah. I'm like, oh, the way. Okay, yeah. May, yep. Maro. Okay.
Yeah.
Rayon.
Yeah. Yep.
That's why I threw an H in there.
Everybody knows Marocaine is a dress fabric made of warp of silk or rayon and has a filling of other yarns.
Listen, I don't want any warped things in my clothing. I want only good fabric.
Yeah, right?
What's a warp?
Man. It's amazing to see these
That's
these
crazy.
Kids. 7 years old, yeah. You know, and they're just
how
spelling
old?
7.
Oh, man.
Oh, wait, that might be another kid. Hold on. The 7.
Marocaine.
I think she's 7.
Marocaine.
Marocaine.
I've never heard of any of these words.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the fun part about the spelling bee is that they're words that you've never even heard
and
of.
And those are words that are not even on one of those word-a-day calendars either, I'm sure.
Right?
Dude, my first spelling bee and only spelling bee, I got knocked out in the first round and kids made fun of me and I never did another spell. Like, I was in third grade and I still remember it to this day.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Uh-huh. Because I'm a dumb and my word was upon.
Wow.
Upon. And I was like, upon. A-P-O-N. Am I right? Oh, it's you? And they're like, you idiot. You dummy. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll just go sit down now. Yeah.
All right, let me.
Apon.
It would have helped you if they would have pronounced it Apon.
Apon. Would have been like, well, obviously.
Hey.
Let me throw out a few more words because I found the most commonly misspelled words in every state.
Ooh.
And in New Mexico, what do you think the most common misspelled word in New Mexico is?
Albuquerque.
Nope.
Oh. Sandwich. I'm like, I'm trying to think of New Mexican words.
Oh,
like words that we say here stupidly. Remember. How about, is it remember?
Yeah.
It's either remember or sandwich.
Yeah. Banana.
Shut
in New
up.
Mexico?
People have a hard time spelling banana in New Mexico.
That's funny.
Does nobody listen to the sage sound words of one Gwen Stefani?
Spell banana.
She taught everyone how to spell B-A-N-A. Okay. Spell
banana. B-A-N-A-N-A. Banana.
Yeah, banana. B-A-N-A-N-A.
Okay.
You know how I remember that? When I was in sixth grade, we were talking about chemistry, and they were showing some of the periodic table.
Yeah.
And he said, not everything is necessarily has a formula on the periodic table. And he said, for example, banana is not B-A-N-A-2. And so I remembered, because B-A is like barium or something like that. Na is sodium, right? So, boy, I can't even believe I remember that.
Wow.
But so Bana2 with a 2 down at the bottom. And so I from sixth grade on, I could never misspell banana.
Okay.
Baby.
But, I mean, that was Gwen Stefani. B-A. Okay.
In Wisconsin, the most common misspelled word is Wisconsin.
Shut up.
Okay.
Which is crazy.
Go.
Oh, man. Yeah. W-I-S. C-O-N. Wait, S-I-N? Wisconsin. No, Wisconsin.
Good job.
Really?
You got it.
Okay.
You got it. Yeah.
Good job.
Second guess.
But what's funny
myself.
Is that the people who live in Wisconsin can't spell Wisconsin.
Yeah, what about Albuquerque? I feel like that should be a
that's
word.
What
that's
what I would think people in Albuquerque would have a hard time spelling, but no, it's banana. That's
banana. Funny.
Banana was the word.
Is it because they put inyes over the.
Yeah, maybe. Banana.
Banana.
That's called a tilde, by the way.
In Texas, the word was maintenance.
That's right, because they say it, maintenance.
Maintenance.
All right. Hey, getting a maintenance dude over here.
Steve,
we got to get our truck fixed.
Oh, man. Being from Texas.
Come on, man.
Man.
He's spilling it out on paper first.
See, the kids, they don't get to write it down on a piece of paper.
Okay. M-A-I-N-T-A.
T E T E N A N C
maintenance.
Yep,
maintenance.
Well, you didn't pronounce it correctly. It's maintenance.
Maintenance.
All right, let me see if Sam can get this one. All right, Chihuahua.
Oh, that's not fair.
What state is that, Mister?
Chihuahua.
What is that state? Is that I don't know. It's above Louisiana.
Oh, that's Arkansas.
Okay, Arkansas. Chihuahua.
And which radio hosts are bad at geography of the United States?
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously, when it comes to those states, I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know. I just know it's near Oklahoma.
Come on, you got it.
All right.
I believe in
okay.
you.
Okay. Chihuahua?
Yeah.
All right. C-H-I.
Uh-huh.
U.
Uh-uh.
H-C-H-I-H.
Uh-huh.
U-A.
Uh-huh.
H-U-A.
Uh-huh. That's what I spelled.
Chihuahua.
Yes!
Good job.
Come on, man.
Good job. In Montana, my home state, surprise.
Oh, but you're looking at it, so you already know the R.
Well,
are you surprised?
Yeah, I guess that I could see.
They
people.
Probably spell it surprise.
Yeah, surprise.
Surprise!
In Oregon, it's, Washington, it's pneumonia.
Oh.
Like P pneumonia?
Yeah, mm-hmm. pneumonia.
Yeah, like the sickness.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
Idaho is quote.
Quote?
Quote.
Really?
Yep.
Q-U-O-T-E, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what about, for some reason I have in my head, I will do this sometimes, I'll put Q-U-O-A-T. Is that the British spelling?
Quote?
Yeah, quote.
Like Q-U-O- goat?
Q-U-O, just T?
Like goat, yeah, Q-U-O-A-T.
That's cool. E at the end, quote.
Yeah, like goat it would be. I don't
okay,
know.
Well,
I just had that in my head when I was little.
California was beautiful. Oregon was sense.
Since like
I sense you have a problem with me. Yeah.
That would be S-E-N-S-E, right?
Yep.
Having a minor freak out right now.
Talk to me.
You know, earlier we were talking about people that had weird hobbies, and there is literally somebody outside our door with a jar of scorpions.
Lock the door. Lock
Not even
Lock
being funny.
Lock,
no!
Sure they can't get
no!
Nope.
No, Monica! Monica, no!
Some homeschoolers are outside her door with scorpions right now.
Can we take a break and figure this out? Because I'm freaking out
no,
right
I
now.
No, I feel like you need to bring
what
her in
right
now.
What is wrong with you?
Bring her in. It's National Donut Day. How come
it's National Donut Day,
how come nobody's
national...
bringing us a donut?
Like,
bring him in. Bring him in. Come here.
Oh, gosh. No.
Bring him in.
I'm getting on.
Oh, my
come here.
Gosh.
Come here, young lady.
This is Jared's daughter.
Okay, get over on that mic there. Grab that mic.
Get that away from me, Monica!
Steve.
Look at Steve. He's up on the desk.
Lord in heaven, this is stupid.
Yes, these are scorpions.
What?
Probably
what are you...
how many do you think there are? About 15 or 16 scorpions.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to put these on donuts for you, Steve-O.
We're going to put these up here.
Get those away from me, you idiot!
No, I will say this. I will say this. That is not as freaky to me as cockroaches.
As a...
Those aren't as freaky
and
to you?
No, well, and they're in a
I've
jar.
I've had to kill a few of those in my
crabs,
home.
They're in a jar with a lid. I'm okay with that.
Like
I'm okay with that.
What if I dropped it and they just...
We're going to take them to our local donut shop, get a dozen donuts and put them on top and bring them to you.
Monica, what is wrong with you?
I love that.
How did this happen?
Monica took a mean pill today.
Is it because we were talking about cockroaches and you just wanted to bring them in?
Yes, I heard all the way to work, so I thought I would show you some other bugs.
That's pretty cool.
Wow, how did you got to get on this mic?
Yeah,
I want to know.
Come here, kiddo.
I got to know.
She doesn't want to get on.
Okay.
So you just started collecting them?
My brother does.
Your brother does.
Oh, nice.
And are you bothered by? Obviously, you're not bothered because you're carrying the jar.
It's not weird to you?
They don't bother you.
Where does he collect? Where does he find them?
At
your grandma's
wow.
house.
Wow, so they're out there. Just
okay,
among
I
us.
Got it. Give me this jar. I want to show the star meal on Facebook Live.
We used to find them in our house in Cruces all the time.
Yeah.
I've never seen one out. First time I saw one, because I'd never seen one in the wild, quote unquote, the wild, or in a house or anything. And first time I saw it, I was like, because all I've ever heard, they're deadly.
Yeah. Aren't the little ones, aren't they more poisonous than the big ones?
I think it just more depends on the type, not necessarily the size.
Those ones are poisonous, though?
I'm not a
biologist. I've never seen them that small.
I'm a youth guy.
What do you feed them? Oh, see, I've killed a few of these in my house. So, no, this is about the size that I normally see them.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you feed them?
Wow.
They feed on each other.
They feed on each other.
All right.
These are cannibalistic scorpions.
Cannibals.
Ugh. The circle of life.
Yeah.
That's a fun hobby.
Just throw them in a jar.
That's
a
fun hobby. What part of town does your grandma live in?
Over in Trinidad. Trinidad?
Oh, in Trinidad. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh my
well, thank you for bringing those in and showing us some scorpions.
No.
That's pretty cool.
Okay.
I mean,
look at
that. Check it out.
I still think that the hissing cockroaches are a little more disgusting than the
that's what
than
I'd
the
say.
Scorpions.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's
I
want to
see
about...
a hissing cockroach because I can't even imagine what it looks like.
They're huge.
They're big.
They're big, and
ugly. Did you ever watch the show Fear Factor?
Yes.
Anytime somebody had to put their face in something or with cockroaches,
they would have to eat them.
They were those hissing cockroaches.
Are they the ones with the wings?
Some of them have wings. And they're like brown and tan. And
this is without a doubt the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Thanks for bringing those in.
I got a black light flashlight, and now they're all just glowing.
What's your name, kiddo?
Demonically.
Taryn?
Kaylin.
I'm sorry, I can't hear with the headphones on. Kaylin.
Thanks for bringing
those in. That's pretty cool.
This is actually really cool. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, if you're on Facebook Live, you could go and check it out. But
oh, you broke it.
You broke the microphone.
Oh, you broke it.
They're everywhere, guys. They're everywhere. Oh, no. Okay. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O. What's going on in the news today?
President Trump is withdrawing the United States from the landmark Paris Climate Accord.
We will see if we can make a deal that's fair.
Lawmakers issued 7 new subpoenas as part of the House Intelligence Committee's investigation into 2016 election meddling.
Some big bucks for a legendary musical instrument.
A guitar dubbed the Wolf, used extensively by the Grateful Dead's late Jerry Garcia, sold for just under $2 million at auction in New York.
Mets mascot Mr. Met fired for flashing his middle finger at a fan. He only has 4 fingers, but it was the one he shouldn't have flashed.
U.S. Private businesses added 253,000 new jobs.
Auto sales for May starting to roll in. Nissan and its Infiniti luxury brand reporting an increase of 3%. Analysts expect a small gain overall for U.S. sales.
AAA says 16 and 17-year-olds are 3 times more likely than adults to be involved in fatal crashes.
An explosion leveled part of a corn mill plant about an hour north of Madison, Wisconsin. The plant processed corn for ethanol.
A noose was found at the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History
and culture in Washington, D.C.
839, hello.
High today of 82 degrees. So, traffic! Taking a look at the road conditions right now. They're pretty fantastic, actually. I will say Central Avenue West at Tramway Boulevard, the two right lanes are closed for some construction up there in the southeast. Same with Central Avenue between Wantabo and Tramway. The left lane closed there. Other than that, roads are clear. Everything's looking good. Happy Friday. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
This little girl tells her dad she doesn't want to hear it.
You're not about to be clapping your hands at me like that. I'll fight kids.
I don't hear it.
I want to hear what you're saying.
I don't hear it.
But I didn't want to hear it first.
I don't hear it.
Why don't you stay talking? Only reason I'm talking is you're talking. The only reason I'm talking is because you're talking. The mom. Yeah.
I said best.
Love that. Such a great age.
I don't hear it.
Don't want to hear it. Welcome to the show, everybody. Sam Swan is here. He's preparing for camp.
Yeah, man.
Do you want to take my kids today?
Just sure.
Ship them up?
Yeah, well, not today. Camp doesn't start until Monday. I'm going ahead to prepare.
You could just watch them. You could just watch them. Sure. Put them to work.
Be glad. Oh, I could do that. I could definitely put them to work.
See? You know
that's
what?
Why I'm leaving today at noon.
Because they're just bored to death.
It's going to take me all weekend to get everything ready until the students start showing up about 1 o'clock.
They're bored to death, man. It's like we're 4 or 5 days into summer. Yeah, school has like, been I'm out so bored, Dad.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And it stinks because we have a pool in our neighborhood, but we don't have the key.
Oh.
I guess the owners of the house, they lost the key or something, so we never got one. And you have to take this class.
To be able to get the key.
To get the key, and I can't find anybody to schedule a class, so my kids can't go to the pool.
Oh, my god!
It's terrible. We see everybody having a great time, yeah. And my kids are just like looking through the fence going, can you let us in?
Yeah. Isn't there like a neighbor who has kids that could like join us?
We've been trying.
And they won't.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
It's too bad. They're like, sorry, if you don't have a key, you can't
get
in.
Hey, if you lived in my neighborhood, Dex, I would let you
give me
the
key.
The pool.
I'd appreciate that.
Yeah. I teach you the class, bro.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know. I'm certified, you know. I mean, I am. I did take first aid in high school.
Yeah, well,
but that
you
was
go.
Like 20 years ago. I think I still remember how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's easy. You know?
What is it? ABC.
ABCs, right? Man.
Airway, blood.
Blood and catapults.
Cockroaches.
Oh.
What is the C for?
Carcasses.
What is it?
I have no idea what you guys
caskets.
Are talking about right now.
Steve-O.
What are you trying to... I'm just joining the conversation. I'm
first
sorry.
First aid, come man. ABC is a first aid.
Air, bananas,
yes.
And cereal.
Yeah, ah.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Nailed it.
B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good job.
Please do not listen to our first aid advice.
No, that's not correct at all.
People can tell when we're joking, right?
No, mm-mm. Not everybody.
No, they can't. If there's one thing I've learned.
I forgot. I'm a public speaker. Yeah.
People take me seriously way
too often.
That's
why sometimes I'll say something and the crowd will look at me and I'll go, folks, that was a joke.
All right. Yeah. It's airway, breathing, and circulation.
Circulation.
Ugh.
Airway, breathing,
that's the ABCs of first aid.
Wait, airway, breathing?
Airway, breathing, and circulation. That's the ABC of first aid.
Aren't airway and breathe? I guess check the airway.
Check the airway. Make sure they're breathing.
And then circulation.
Then circulation.
Which would include any type of bleeding, I guess. Although bleeding would be fairly obvious that there's something wrong with somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I just remember being so freaked out from hearing stories of people panicking when they come up on an accident they end up moving the body and then their neck breaks or they die instantly. Yeah. That always freaked me out.
Yeah. Because
in the movies, they don't practice safe CPR in the movies.
No, they don't. No.
You know?
Yeah. Which is probably why we shouldn't get our CPR training from the movies.
Probably not.
Yeah, you know, just word of wisdom there.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, there's definitely situations, though.
I don't mean to be the
though.
Voice of reason here.
There's situations where, like, if the car's on fire and you are trying to get them
get out
of the vehicle, then
you
totally get that.
Absolutely.
But... if the car's not on fire, you don't touch them,
yeah.
You know, because you could kill them or paralyze them.
Yeah.
I always scared me.
Let the people who know what's going on.
That's why people are so scared to help out in situations, because there's been people that come back and sue them because they tried to help and they didn't know what they were doing.
And don't some states have like a Good Samaritan law?
I think so.
Where there's some protection for that.
Yeah, not all states have that, though.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
I guess we should find out which one we have.
Yeah. It's always good to maybe just pull up a YouTube video, how to do CPR, you know? There you go.
Or,
it's better than nothing, right? Better than nothing to get, you know.
I'm sure that other places like the Red Cross and maybe even Boys and Girls Club offer CPR classes.
Yeah.
It would help, especially if you're working around kids, if you're coaching a team. In fact, a lot of athletic groups, you know, like soccer leagues and things like that, their coaches have to go through some pretty rigorous first aid type triage type training,
because
you get a twisted ankle and knees and stuff like that, and they need to sort of triage it and then get the help they need. So,
you know,
what do you think, Steve-O?
Yep.
Steve-O, back to you.
And
applesauce, bananas, and crackers.
Oh, huh? That's like a great lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Applesauce.
That's it.
Pork chops and apple chops.
That's it, man.
All right, let's jump into some headlines. In the 9 o'clock hour, maybe we'll try to throw out a topic.
I like that.
Get a topic rolling.
Well, speaking of topics, this one is really interesting. It's the latest trend in the marriage game. And by marriage game, sadly, I mean the divorce game. Question: when is it inappropriate to take a selfie?
If you are at the edge of a cliff.
Okay. That's a good one.
Because someone just died recently.
That's a good one. And I'm not being funny about this. The hottest new trend in selfies.
Oh, I heard about this.
Hashtag divorce selfies.
Yeah.
Couples are seriously taking selfies while they're getting divorced and using the hashtag divorce selfies to share them on social media. From the pictures that are all over the web. Some of them are at a lawyer's office. Some of them are just the couple holding the papers. In some cases, one of the people really don't look happy to be a part of the picture, but it's becoming a trend.
Yeah.
To snap a selfie at a divorce proceeding.
Wow. That's crazy.
What?
I'm looking them up on Instagram right now.
Okay.
Brad Paisley has a song in his new record called, I don't know what the title of it is, but one of the lyrics is, "You should be ashamed of your selfie."
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It starts out, the opening lyric is, "Everybody say together, the internet is forever." And then he just goes through these scenarios of people.
You listen to Brad Paisley.
Dude.
I have a wide range of musical
taste.
Check out
this divorce selfie, okay? This is from JoJo. D-Day was classy. It was full of hugs, giggles, and high fives. I'm so lucky to call this guy my best friend. He deserves nothing but the world. Cheers, Maddie. Oh, and then we met Bill Murray.
Okay.
They had their divorce selfie with Bill Murray.
I still don't like any
That's
of this.
That's still weird.
That is so funny. Yeah. And then below it says, "I'm here because of the BuzzFeed article. Colorado here. Congrats on the divorce."
Gosh,
people are like,
man,
congratulating them on the divorce.
Yes.
It'd be like if somebody got married.
Welcome to our culture.
That is crazy,
my
guys.
Heavens.
Yep.
Yeah.
When we break up, can we take a divorce selfie?
Here's one. Here's one. Here's two guys. Okay. Typical us. We accidentally wore the same shirt to the divorce court. Oh, that's hard to say. Divorce finally today, but I will always love this man. They wore the same shirt. This is crazy, man.
Yeah. Latest trend. Not even being funny.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Now, I have a question.
This is a great topic.
Yeah. If somebody takes your picture and you post it, that's not a selfie.
Right.
You have to have the phone in your hand.
Oh, I hear that.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, most of these
So like
are
the
selfies.
One with Bill Murray, that was not a selfie.
That wasn't a selfie.
But technically, that's a good question.
And if there's more than one person in the picture, isn't that more of a groupie? As opposed to a selfie?
Could be.
That's what at camp every year, I have a selfie stick and I only use it at camp at the end of the week. I take a groupie of the entire group.
Ooh,
and
man.
I post it. And it's really cool. That's a fun thing. You know, I just hashtag whatever the camp theme is for that year and the name of the camp and all of that. And I always tease and they say, "It's called a selfie." I say, "Wait, more than one person is not a self. That's a group."
Yeah.
So we're taking a groupie. And I know, I realize the play.
Reading these comments on the divorce selfies are so like gut-wrenching. It hurts my heart.
How about this? Somebody just chimed in on the live line to wrench your heart a little more. So it looks like I'm taking a selfie today then.
Oh, no. Yeah. Don't take a selfie.
Don't take a selfie. Somebody else chimed in and said, someone I know had a full-on barbecue, like a divorce party.
They had a divorce party?
Divorce
party.
No
way, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's...
I have no words.
That's just
moving on.
I don't even know.
Moving on.
Well, I mean,
how about some Kevin Bacon? Anybody want some Kevin Bacon? I got some Kevin Bacon for
I'll just take some regular bacon. It doesn't have to be Kevin Bacon.
I get that we don't want to see divorce ever. We don't want to see that. But in a way, okay, I'm trying to find. In a way, these pictures, and I don't know that we don't know the situations, but. A lot of them look pretty happy.
Oh,
isn't it okay that at least they're like friends?
No, because we don't know the situation surrounding it, and you can't say that.
Okay. I'm just trying.
No,
but isn't there a happiness?
There's a silver lining in there.
Isn't there?
Isn't it just that moment that because they're riding an emotional high because they're probably train wreck because something is being severed.
I need more time to think through answers on that because I don't want to say something that's going to get me in trouble. But I'm just troubled by that. I'm troubled by that.
It's very troubled.
That troubles my spirit.
Yeah.
And I'm not, that's not even our society is going to hell in a handbasket.
Right.
It's not even a statement like that. It's
did you process this correctly?
It's so much, much deeper than what we could even handle here. And I wouldn't even try.
No, I gotcha. Moving on. Kevin Bacon. Am I right? Kevin Bacon.
Speaking of divorce. Oh.
Didn't he do like a 6 degree separation thing?
I mean, yeah.
There were some commercials that connected him to everybody, right?
Basically.
Okay.
Well, we almost weren't able to connect that dude to anybody because Footloose almost didn't happen with that guy.
Oh.
In fact, he suffered one indignity after another just to try and star in Footloose. Recently, it came out that he almost didn't get the gig because a female studio exec looked at his picture and didn't think he was, quote, forgive me, doable enough. End quote.
Oh, wow.
So they were trying to get him axed from the film. Well, now there's this. When he was 23 years old, he got the part and his character was 17. He wasn't sure he could play a teenager, so he went to high school to secretly, let him go undercover. He went to this high school and it was like, hey, man, I got to try and figure out how to play a 17 year old. And so a high school actually let him go undercover as a student for a day.
Wow.
And he was totally bullied.
Really? I was 23 years old, and I was afraid that I wasn't going to be able to pull off I think I was supposed to be a 17-year-old high school student. I hadn't been in high school for many, many years. So I got them to check me into the local high school as a student that had just moved into town. I basically got them to create my character's life in the Provo High or whatever it was. And it was exactly like the movie. Some kids gave me a hard time, made fun of me, made fun of my hair, made fun of my clothing. I was dressed and looked like the character. Some of the girls giggled and formed little groups and would like whisper about me. And there was a kid who was exactly like Chris Penn's character, who took a pity on me and said, come on, man, I'll show you around. Big, corn-fed
This is incredible.
Kid. Anyway, make a long story short, I was only there for one day. The crew showed up for a scout.
Yeah,
because that's where we ended up shooting. It was the same high school we shot in. And I was like, oh, thank God you're
Isn't that
here.
Crazy? He went to high school for a day, and he got bullied.
In one day.
New kid, fresh blood! I mean, did you see the movie, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, did you see how he was dressed?
Yeah.
Don't you think he should have been bullied?
What?
Did you Sam see Swan, his hair? Baptist Convention in New Mexico.
He looked great.
Send your emails to studio at star88.fm. They will forward them to an unknown.
It's Kevin Bacon, man.
I'm just kidding.
I wonder how those bullies felt like if when they found out that he was in this movie, they went and watched it.
If they're like some of the folks that I know that kind of have a mean spirit, they're like, I totally bullied Kevin Bacon, dude.
No, I don't.
I totally
did. I don't think it was like they changed their heart because I went to La Cueva and a couple years before me was Neil Patrick Harris.
Right.
And he was constantly bullied. And he had already become Doogie Howser.
Everybody
calling him Doogie and just being rude to him. And it was... Yeah. I don't understand that mentality. And just what, so they could be the kid that was like, yeah, right. totally mocked
him. I went to high school with Neil Patrick Harris, and I beat him up. Yeah.
Did you know that he was best friends with Neil?
Oh, gosh. Get out of my life.
Did you hear this?
This is not true.
I don't know
true.
That story.
You don't know this story?
I just know that he and Derek were best friends.
Thank you.
That's all I know.
Him and Neil Patrick Harris were best friends, and he ruined it.
We were not best friends.
Because of a lie. He lied to Doogie Howser.
This is partially true.
They were best friends. They used to play video games all the time.
This might be a little bit true.
Did you already tell the story?
Yes! But we're not telling the story right now. You know,
it's a long story short.
I shouldn't have even brought it up.
Just tell.
No, it was after high school. Because we went to the same high school, but we didn't have classes together or anything. We had the same theater teacher, Miss Keeson. Shout out. Boom! And so I was running a video game store back in the day. GameStop. Yes, I'm a nerd. And he used to shop there. And we just got to talking theater and Miss Keeson and all these things. And so exchanged numbers and, you know, hung out. But he lived in L.A. already. And so he kept trying to get me to go to his parents' restaurant because they had a restaurant here, Perennials. It's not here anymore. It used to be called Perennials.
Okay.
Great restaurant, actually. Yeah. I loved it.
You've never been there.
I actually had afterwards. Uh-huh. But up until that point, I hadn't been there. And every time it was like one of the first things, dude, you check out my, you know, and finally I was just like, I'm never going to go to his parents' restaurant. I'm just going to say yes. What's the worst that can happen? And the worst that could happen was that it was the worst incident because I had mistaken where the restaurant was.
Oh.
It was right across the street from Cliff's. And there used to be like that two-story restaurant, like the Pelican, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I thought it was. But it wasn't. It was in that strip mall area. So I'm like, yeah, I totally went there. And he's like, well, what'd you get? And I'm like, I don't remember. And he's like, you don't remember what you got? What did you get? I'm like, I got a sandwich.
A sandwich.
Got a sandwich. Oh, man. And I'm like, the tuna, which is funny because in real life, that was actually like the best tuna sandwich. Because I ended up going there and it was like, no, they put apple chunks in it. It was amazing. And so I'm like making up this sandwich that I ate. And he's like, are you sure you went to my... And I said, yeah, man, it's the two-story, blah, 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 blah. That was totally vacant at the time. And he's like, hey, man, you don't have to lie.
Oh,
if you didn't go there, just say you didn't go there. And I finally was just like, I'm sorry, man, I didn't go there. And that literally, like, that was the end of it.
That was it. Do you know,
thanks for making me relive
that
again.
I wonder if you guys could ever interview him.
I know.
To ask
seriously,
do you
that
remember,
would be amazing.
I mean, not to put Steve-O on the spot, but just to see how well.
Yeah, it's going to happen one of these days.
Okay, let me ask you this, Steve-O.
Yeah,
didn't Freddie Prinze Jr. went to La Cueva too? Yeah. Was he before or after you, or around the same time?
No,
as
he
you?
Was before me.
Before
he was,
you,
okay. He's even older.
I was just trying to get a time frame. Yeah, I was
he's
thinking
even
he was
older,
a little
actually.
Older.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, there's some pretty big stars that went there.
Yeah.
My son Caleb, he's a huge celebrity. He goes there in La Cueva.
Riley.
I heard Steve-O Jeter went there.
Steve-O Jeter went
there.
Huge
radio guy.
Huge radio guy.
In Albuquerque metro area.
Yeah.
In the Albuquerque metro area, specifically. Yeah. Only here.
I've driven by La Cueva. Does
Thanks,
that count?
Thanks, Dex.
Yeah.
I hate that story.
It's such a
so
great
much.
Story, guys.
I always feel like a jerk. I was a dumb.
Well, don't beat yourself up. It's over.
Neil, you were best friends. He'd
we
be flying us
best
out.
Best friends, you idiot.
He would be flying us out. It would be great. We'd probably have him on the show all the time.
Honestly, one of the raddest dudes.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. Really
My
cool
sister-in-law, because he went to New Mexico State and studied the film stuff at New Mexico State. There's a famous, one of the professors at New Mexico State is famous in the film industry.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name, but I've heard it, but I can't think of it right now. Anyway, so Neil Patrick Harris went to school at New Mexico State for a little while after he graduated. My sister-in-law, Brenda's sister, had a class with him, like a theater class or some type of class. And she said he was a really nice guy.
Really good dude. All right, we got to take a break. 585 Live, if you want to text in. We're on Facebook Live. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Yay. Boring moments in sports. Last night, the Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 113-91 in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. A game so boring, to increase the excitement level at halftime, celebrities attending the game, Jay-Z, Rihanna, Kevin Hart, and MC Hammer, did an impromptu song that sounded something like this.
You can't touch this.
Bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
You can't touch this.
Feeling it.
We're like diamonds in the sky.
You can't touch this. justice.
It was a train wreck. Join us again next time for Boring Moments in Sports.
So boring last night, guys. It was so boring.
Yeah.
I don't like you, LeBron, but you better start playing. Quit being a crybaby.
Yeah, dude.
9:05.
High today of 82 degrees. Traffic. Literally nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah, it's super chill on the roads, y'all. Take care. Enjoy your Friday. That's your look at traffic. Traffic!
Welcome to the show, everybody. National Donut Day. 505-585 live. You can text in.
Yeah. A member of the Starmage just chimed in and said, my thoughts this morning that are totally unrelated to anything. Chocolate muffins are breakfast cake that people don't look down on. Thumbs up. Huh. Thanks, Otis Spunkmeyer.
Great point.
It is a great point.
All right. In fact, my tummy's a little rumbly.
Dude, I need
a donut or a chocolate muffin.
Oh, I want a donut.
It's National Donut Day. There is a National Donut chain who's giving away a free donut today.
Multiple establishments, actually.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know that, but yeah. I know one in particular.
Krispy Kreme offers you a free donut. You don't have to do anything.
Right, just walk in and
get it. I know Dunkin' Donuts, if you purchase like a drink or something like a coffee or something, you get a free one. There's so many.
What about Rebel? Does Rebel do anything?
I don't know.
Do you know why they do the free National Donut Day thing?
No.
Wonder Woman? Really? Wonder Woman back in the day.
This is kind of
when
true.
World War II was happening, Wonder Woman showed up on the scene.
It wasn't really.
With donuts.
It wasn't.
And she would give them to soldiers that were tired.
Oh.
And the sugar rush would give them that extra edge.
Okay. That's kind of true.
Yeah, that's not really.
You may have sort of made that up.
They had the midnight premiere last night, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was, I think, 7 o'clock.
They call them the.
Yeah.
It used to, in the old days, it would midnight, literally yeah. be midnight.
Now it's like 7 o'clock, yeah.
Rebel's doing the same thing as Dunkin'. So,
cool. Okay.
Rock a coffee or whatever. And, yeah. So
maybe on my way out of town, I'm going to score a free donut. It'll get me to Los Lunas at least.
There you go.
Energy.
Yeah, but back in the day, women during the war would give out donuts to the soldiers.
This is true. That's actually very true.
That part I've heard, yes.
That part is true.
And Wonder Woman was awesome, Sam.
Yes.
You need to go.
You've seen it?
Yeah. I went to the sneak on Tuesday.
Oh, I heard you talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wednesday morning. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It is such a great movie.
Really?
Because you like all the Marvel movies, right? Like
I do.
Captain America.
Yeah. I'm really a Marvel fan.
It's that caliber.
Okay. It's set during World War I. It's a period piece.
Caliber.
I think you'll really enjoy it, actually.
Yes. Wait, is there an implication in your
There wasn't,
your
but
tone?
Now I wish
but
there now, was.
Yeah. You totally missed that.
I did.
Yes, it feels normal to see things from World War I, Steve-O.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Buckethead.
Yeah.
Since we're talking Wonder Woman, can I just please do a nerd talk? I'm going crazy over here.
You want to do a nerd talk?
I do want to do a nerd talk.
All right.
Let's go talk to the nerds.
It's Nerd
Talk.
Hello and welcome to Nerd Talk. I'm your host, Steven. Really excited coming up at 11 o'clock. We're going to be hanging out with my favorite tattoo artist. His name's Erickson. He's doing a Deadpool tattoo on me.
What?
Hooray for Friday.
Deadpool?
Yeah.
You can't get that.
Why not?
Because it's inappropriate, man.
You're inappropriate.
Nerd.
Okay.
How many of you guys enjoyed Stranger Things? Raise your hand. This guy.
Woo! It was fun.
Really excited to announce that their Stranger Things star, Charlie Heaton. Oh, love Charlie Heaton. He was pretty amazing. He played the brooding outsider Jonathan Byers. I'm the older brother, and I'm kind of weird and watching you with my camera.
Yeah.
He's pretty great, man. He's in negotiations to join the cast of Fox's New Mutants, and can I just tell you, probably more excited about this one than any other one, simply because New Mutants and X-Force, I'm a nerd. And this was like the kids in X-Men. Here's the thing, this movie is not going to be like any other X-Men movie.
Nerd alert!
They've already signed on Anna Taylor-Joy and Maisie Williams from The Witch and Game of Thrones, collectively. Also, she was in Split, by the way. And this isn't going to be a superhero team-up type film. They are actually going to create a full-on horror film based around this, which is really interesting. Because Wolfsbane, one of the characters, she turns into a wolf. kind of werewolfish. Magic, one of the other characters in it, that's Ileana Rasputin. You know, Colossus, metal-looking guy. This is his sister, who comes from hell.
I'm a nerd.
They call it limbo in the comics, but essentially yeah, it's sure. like weird and creepy and crazy. So they're trying to create a different kind of R-rated horror movie superhero film, which is really weird, but kind of cool. And I don't know what's going to happen with it, but we'll see. So there's that.
This nerd doesn't know a layup from a bank shot.
Am I right? Okay, let's move on to still nerdy stuff, but nerdy stuff that's fun and safe for the whole family, because Sam's getting nervous. I'm talking horror movies. He doesn't like it.
I'm getting a little... Is it getting hot in here? Is
a little
it just
something
me?
I threw in on the side. Oh. At a press conference, Nintendo made a crazy announcement today. You know, recently they canceled the NES Classic and everybody was freaking out. No, not yay!
Sorry, wrong button.
Everybody wanted the original Nintendo. Well, good news, my friends. The Nintendo Switch has announced they are going to be doing Nintendo Switch Online.
Oh.
It's not launching until 2018, but the idea is kind of like a Netflix service. It'll cost around $20 a year, which is much cheaper than Netflix.
Yeah.
You can also get like a one-month subscription for $4 or a three-month subscription for $8. Yeah, I'm saying $20 a year. Netflix is like $10 a month.
Bad. I didn't know that.
So there's going to be voice chat, online lobby features, blah, 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 boring because nobody really wants to talk to anybody else online. But here's what it will do. Subscribers will get free versions of classic games like Super Mario Brothers 3,
yes.
Balloon Yay! Fight, Dr. Mario.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. So it's going to be kind of like an online service with Netflix, except with classic original Nintendo games, which is probably another reason why they canceled the NES Classic.
Well, that includes some of the original games that you could only play like in the arcade.
I don't know,
like Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
I miss Donkey Kong.
I'm going to tell you about a place that has a stand up Donkey Kong arcade here in Albuquerque.
Okay,
off air.
All right.
I took my bride there for date night on Wednesday.
Dude, that'd be sick.
My jam.
Okay.
It was like League Pinball Night and
oh wow,
rocking an X-Men pinball arcade. Oh, I don't know if I can actually tell you because you're Baptist and it's actually it's got bar in the title.
Oh.
They have food there too. Are you allowed to go there?
I'm allowed to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I did. They have rad tacos.
Okay.
Okay.
I did go to Flick's Brewhouse.
Oh. That's a movie theater, Dex. Stop freaking out, you weirdo.
I didn't freak out.
I mean,
somebody else did.
That guy did.
I had a, which is funny. I had a salad while I was watching a movie.
Oh, so I don't like that. I don't like that. I know everybody else loves it.
I'm having to kind of stretch myself because I am a, popcorn and sprunch. Sprunch is mostly fruit punch and a little bit of Sprite mixed up together. I call it sprunch.
All right.
And so I get a large unbuttered popcorn and I don't share with anybody because I will eat the entire thing. Well, a little bit.
Okay.
With her.
Yeah.
And the sprunch, a large, and that's what takes me through the entire movie.
Yeah.
So when the first time we've been twice, the first time I went and I had like fish and chips, I'm like, it's good.
Oh, that's great.
It's good, but it's weird.
No, I loved it.
I hate it.
I need popcorn.
I'm not a fan.
But I'm stretching. I'm stretching. I'm trying to expand.
Yeah, try new experiences.
I just don't like that everybody's like at a table watching a movie and then there's like waiters
coming.
No, not really. It's still like in front of you. I don't like it.
One thing I do like.
It changes
everything. The two times I've been there, I'm projecting that I would like this. I'm predicting that I would like it. Is that at least the people behind me won't be kicking the back of my seat because there's that buffer between.
That's very true.
So
I also
part is good.
I liked the tray in front of you, the table that you can push, because then I can just kind of lean over. I can lean on it and use that as kind of a rest.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
I hate it.
I thought it was a great experience.
But that has, that has brew in the title and I can go there.
I was like, how did we get here?
As long as I don't partake in the brew.
Right.
Gotcha, man.
Right. Yeah.
Gotcha.
House.
Although when I walk in there, the aroma, I get a little lightheaded. I don't know. I don't know if it's just the influence or.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Kind of like when I drive through Colorado, I get lightheaded.
Oh, man.
Suddenly want to eat a box of Twinkies.
Incredible. Remember, this army just chimed in and said a classic video game store just opened down in Las Cruces. They picked up a Nintendo 64 game that they've wanted for ages.
Oh,
that's
my gosh.
I love that the classics are coming back, man.
That's cool.
So let's go back to what you were just talking about.
Yeah. Sorry, we got off.
That's okay.
Because I have questions because I wasn't really paying attention.
So they just announced it this morning, so there's not a ton of details.
Is it okay, so is it... you don't need a console. I can play
online. No, the Nintendo Switch.
Okay,
no, it's so, but through then the Nintendo Switch.
Can you rent the Switch? Can you rent it? Like, though,
I don't know.
Give you a Switch. Like, if I don't have a Switch, I would need to rent one.
No, dude, you buy a video game system, and that's your. Why would you? I mean, I'm sure you could.
I mean, that'd be a cool service.
Blockbuster or Hastings.
Maybe for like $30
extra. Oh wait,
maybe like $30 a month.
It's not 1987,
or
dude.
Hollywood.
Just buy one.
Can't. Expensive.
Yeah, tell that to your Xbox One. I'm sorry. What? Yeah, don't come at me
the
with
Switch
it's expensive.
Cool.
The Switch is cheaper, and yeah,
it's
yeah. But
cool.
I've had my Xbox One for like 5 years.
Yeah,
although the buttons are different. It's hard.
Oh yeah, you got a Switch as well.
Yeah, Riley got one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Riley got one. Whatever. Yeah. I was like, oh, my kid
are you
got
kidding?
One.
I haven't seen his face in 2 months since he got the. Since he got
Brody
the Switch.
Is addicted to Mario Kart.
Yeah, we
he
and
loves
we just
it.
Got we all we oh, had was dude. Riley loves Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
So we've been he
That's why I haven't
he already
seen him
beat
in two
the
months.
Game. I know. He
what?
Beat it. Yeah. Yeah, he didn't win every level. I mean, he
Son
got to where he won the very end.
Yeah.
And then now he's going to go back and do some of the other stuff that he kind of
okay.
passed to get
yeah.
there. So there's other things he can still accomplish. You should. You totally should. I'll
need some help.
And then so the other day we went and bought Mario Kart 8.
Okay.
For the Switch.
Dude, so much fun, right?
It is so stinking
I used to love
cool.
that game.
That is pretty
Except
cool.
I still need the steering wheel. I need to put the controller in the
one.
Steering wheel.
You for can
the,
do that.
For the Switch?
Yeah, dude.
I didn't know that.
You can get. I got a two-pack of steering wheels, and you just stick it in there. And
Where
it's
did
like,
you get it?
I'll tell you.
Are you Shakur? Two-pack Shakur. See what I did there? See what I did there? It's bad if you have to explain it.
Oh, man. It was so bad. Shakur?
Whoa,
are you Shakur? Shakur?
What'd you say? Gosh.
Shakur, what is the country of origin?
Dear mama. Gosh.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. I'll ask you off air
okay.
where to get that, because that's the only way I can play
Anywhere
Mario Kart.
Anywhere Nintendo accessories are sold.
Oh, well, there you go.
I don't know. Take
well,
a
then,
pick.
Fine. Humiliate me over air, Steve. Don't do it just, you know, so
it.
Everybody can hear it. Not just you and me and Dex in the studio.
So this just happened today, but Nintendo confirmed that the monthly plan has changed. Originally, they were saying, every month you're going to get like a game or two. And now they're saying that online subscribers will have ongoing access to a full library of classic games that have added online play. So you could play online. Like, we can play on the yeah. Switch together
yeah.
at home. We Dude. Don't even ever have to hang out. We can play Super Mario 3.
That'd be sick.
Ah! I love it.
Yeah.
You can play as many of the games as you want, as often you'd like, as long as they have an active subscription. So they're going to keep adding to the library, and as long as you're current.
You know, that is...
I'm not going to lie. That sounds brilliant, Nintendo.
It's brilliant.
It does
Nintendo
sound... It sounds
is going
that way.
To, yeah.
I got to wait to see how it actually works out in real life,
right.
but man,
right.
that does
the
sound
concept,
like...
The concept yeah. is wonderful.
Because, you know, for those who don't know, they released this Nintendo Classic. It was $60. You got like 40 Nintendo games on it or
yeah,
something,
yeah.
but that was it.
Yeah.
And then you couldn't find it. They jacked up the prices on eBay to like $400 and $500, and then they announced that it went extinct. They're not going to make them anymore. So this makes sense that why they got rid of it.
Because
if you could just, you know, pay a subscription fee and play some classic games.
And think about the wisdom of that, too.
Yeah.
They cancel the other one and then start. That's going to drive everybody
Absolutely.
To that.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's fairly obvious, but I like to point out obvious things.
Nintendo stated that online Switch subscribers can play a wide variety of classic games, including Mario Brothers 3, Balloon Fight, and Dr. Mario. More games are announced at a later date, but at the launch, it will be a full classic games library that only includes NES games. So no Super Nintendo, none of that. It's just going to be NES games. They say Super NES games continue to be under consideration, but they have nothing further to announce at this time. We'll see.
All right.
Yeah.
I bet if it explodes like they think it's going to, they'll start expanding and add all kinds of stuff.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Who really pioneered this? Did Netflix do this? Who did this to us? Where all of a sudden
oh, the streaming
you've got
thing?
Like Hulu, Amazon Prime, Netflix,
yeah.
all of your subscription services.
I think it was Netflix.
It really
because
feels
they,
like
because
it.
Because
right?
that's the first one that
ones.
You could get a DVD through the mail.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it as DVD, long as you then wanted it, went it and then send it back.
I remember
it was streaming.
When yeah. it, man, when that launched, I made fun of Joey Belleville because our dear friend Joey, you know, we used to do the morning show together here. He was like one of the first on board that.
Yeah.
And it was like, but wait. They mail it to you?
Yeah.
Like you, and he's like, yeah, and you don't know because you have this whole list and maybe it skips one and they have to send you a different one and I just get a random movie in the mail. And I'm like, what an idiot. Why don't you just go to Blockbuster and get the movie like instantaneously? Yeah. I guess he wins.
Yeah.
He was
but
right.
I didn't really like the whole mailing DVD thing.
You didn't?
So, yeah, I wasn't into it. Because I was like you. I was like, why would I wait for it to come in the mail?
Because it was a surprise. And all of a sudden, the one, like,
the one thing I did not like about it is that newer releases, like when they're already in the video store, it would take Netflix a little while longer.
Yeah, exactly. You had to go to your queue and make sure you had that in there.
Make sure it was at the top of the list.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, so that was always kind of annoying.
And that's still one of the things that I don't like. And I'm sure it has to do with licensing and all that kind of stuff about the streaming stuff. Is that sometimes I want to go watch something, but I can't.
Right.
Because it's not. They don't have a deal with Netflix or Amazon.
Yeah.
Right. So we have a Hulu account and a Netflix account. Yeah. Plus, we're Amazon Prime. So I can. Yep. So,
here's what you need, Sam.
So I can rent it from Amazon.
Sam.
For $3.99, but it's because it's not available as part of my subscription.
After the show, meet me at my car, bro.
Okay.
Got this thing called a goatee. I'll just.
Wait, so what? You have a goatee?
No, yeah. Goatee.
Okay.
It's called a goatee.
Okay.
You can watch everything.
Okay. Well, no, I feel like that's
illegal. I don't
illegal.
Have that either. It is illegal. No, it actually isn't illegal.
Okay.
It's not.
The member of the Stormy says Nintendo Switch is my jam!
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a fan. Moving on. I'm actually out of nerd talk. We can totally
Okay, good.
Talk.
I was going to spin it into a topic here because you guys are so obsessed with the Nintendo Switch
and
donuts that I thought I'd throw out a fill in the blank.
Okay.
I have a bad obsession with fill in the blank.
Oh.
Fill in the blank.
Comics. That's the only thing I can really think of that I would say.
Okay.
I don't like using the word obsession. That sounds too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds too clinical.
Yeah.
Like you don't have a problem with comics?
No, I don't have a
tattoo
problem with them. I
guy
love them.
With, you know, comic book characters all over his body.
I can quit reading them anytime I want.
Yeah. I don't have an obsession or anything.
I'm not addicted to comic books. I've quit 100 times.
Just look at my left arm. I mean, it's just full of all these awesome comic book characters, but whatever. Yeah.
Very
I don't have an obsession at all.
Obsession with comic books.
I am obsessed with fill-in-the-blank things.
Hmm.
Fill-in-the-blank things.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like these kind of things.
Starmy, what do you think? 585 Live. I have a bad obsession with what? Could be?
Coffee.
Coffee.
That's mine. It's got to be coffee.
Donuts.
Dark chocolate.
Coffee. I enjoy these things. Yeah.
Bacon.
Obsession just seems like the weirdo that
can
you're going to be on like a reality
obsession?
TV show.
Man, that is really bothering you guys.
It's because it's a weird, I don't know.
Obsessed? Really?
I have a, let's see.
What would be a?
I was going to say I have a problem because obsession kind of seems like you have a problem, but I really like fill in the blank.
I am quite drawn to.
One of my favorite all-time things is fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Jules on Facebook Live says, I have a bad obsession with YouTube.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you said you two.
Right? See, it felt weird when you thought she said you two because you're like, whoa, obsession.
Whoa, what did I do? I got to change
training orders.
Yeah.
Just got weird. That's right, because obsession is a weird word. Speaking of, you guys remember Obsession? Was that CK1?
Oh, yeah.
I used to rock
restraining
that.
Restraining orders are kind of weird. It's kind of like, you know, where your parents tell you, stop touching him, and you go right to their face and go, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. You know, so you can't be within 100 feet, so you're like, I'm not near you. I'm not
right.
near you.
Yeah. Man, somebody just chimed and said, I'm obsessed with my job. I literally live out of my truck. This needs to change.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right. Somebody else said, I am obsessed with Breath of the Wild. That's the new Nintendo Zelda game.
Okay.
Ron Dogg has an obsession with the UFC.
Ron loves UFC. He goes out to all of those
really?
Fights. Yeah.
Man, I've
almost every
been.
Fight, that guy is out there.
Somebody else has an obsession with Rachel Lee Cook. Moving on.
All right.
Somebody else would like to remind you that you actually do have a weird obsession. Her name is Gal Gadot. He loves Wonder Woman, guys.
Guys, it's such a great movie. It's such a great movie. She's so perfect. I mean, like, perfect as Wonder Woman.
That's, right.
Right.
Yeah.
I did. I one of the bright spots of that Batman Superman fiasco
was her.
Was her.
Yeah.
It totally was.
Yeah.
She was pretty amazing.
She came onto the scene when she first showed up, and I was like, who is this going to be? Is this Batwoman? Is this, you know?
Yeah. Oh, so you didn't know.
I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
I had no idea. I had no clue.
I ruined things for myself.
And then when it happened, when she ended up being Wonder Woman, I was like, that was amazing.
Yeah, just wait, man.
Because that battle was pretty epic, but she
I'm
did
telling
really
you.
Good. And then when they said they were going to release a Wonder Woman movie, I thought this is going to be
the
good.
The fight scenes in this movie are unlike anything
How
I've
does
seen.
It compare to Captain America? Because every
it's
time I
the
hear
it's the same
it,
caliber.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, it's like kind
it's
of that
so
like set during the war.
Yeah. It's so
and I,
good.
Captain America, man, those movies, all of those
mm-hmm.
so yeah. fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I loved every bit of it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I might be obsessed. I'm
not okay.
Sure. You could be.
Micah is obsessed with New Mexico Pinon style coffee.
Pinon.
Oh, that's good coffee.
Katrina says she's got an obsession with Facebook. And she's watching us on Facebook Live. So
okay.
Don't ever get rid of that one.
I waved at her.
Jules says, I guess you could say I'm obsessed with you two as well. Okay.
YouTube?
No, you two.
Oh.
The band, U2. She's seen him three times for the Joshua. I'm just kidding.
My bad.
Us.
This is
Trash Man, obsessed with sour gummy candy.
Ooh, bad for you, bro. Stop doing that. You're a truck driver. You can't do that.
Dude, in your teeth, like it's very acidic. Yeah. The enamel's going to begin to wear off. You don't want
diabetes.
I'm not even worried about diabetes. Your funky teeth,
use
man.
Use Pronamel to protect your enamel.
Oh my gosh, somebody just sent me a picture of a cool card game. It's Marvel Legends. Look, that's Cable.
That's cool.
I used to have a weird... I would say this. I don't think I do much. I had a weird obsession with just collecting stuff.
Yeah.
Like now, at least I've kind of narrowed it down. I still collect comic books or, you know, things that do with that genre, that realm, you know, like random action figures or something like that. But I used to just collect junk. I had so much stuff, and I finally had to just clear a lot of it out, and that was
tough. But you have a lot of treasures, man. I bet you're worth like millions.
Shut up.
Gotta be.
Serious.
Oh, no. I just thought of something else that I'm crazy about. That's
right.
What you can say. I'm
the
crazy
Cubs.
About. The
there you go.
Yeah.
Crazy
yeah,
about.
You are. No, crazy that's about an obsession,
the
dude.
Yeah.
It you have be. A chair that's a Cubs
I
chair
do.
That you won because
totally
you were
do.
So obsessed with trying to win Cub gear.
And I try not to like them when they do bad, which is most of the time until last year.
Yeah.
And they're back to their old habits again this year,
which
so
great.
It's okay. I've tried to, like, I'm just not going to care anymore. And that lasts for about an hour and a half. And I'm reading articles about what they're going to do to do this.
I
and
feel like
trader.
That's normal for a fanatic when it comes
I
to,
think,
like, any type of sport. That's just the way they are.
That's the way
they get really upset because they're so passionately involved.
Yeah.
And if they lose, I hate you. And then they're like, but I love you.
It's a terribly unhealthy relationship. It is so bad. And then it bothers me because I care too much about it. It's a game.
It's just a game, man.
Life goes on.
It's just a game.
But it's a great game, and they're a great team.
Mm-hmm.
And I love them.
I am crazy about fill in the blank. We changed it. It used to be bad obsession, but now it's I am crazy about fill in the blank.
James says I have an obsession with Star88, especially Quality Tam Tuesdays.
Oh,
plays all day
Tam.
In my office at work.
That's cool.
I've never even met Tam.
Really?
I need to meet Tam.
Tam,
I need to sneak in
to
on a Quality Tam Tuesday.
Mind blown.
585 Live if you want to text in. We're also on Facebook Live. You can go leave a comment. You can listen and watch the show. You can call us 338-3700. Fill in the blank. I am crazy about what? We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
President Trump is withdrawing the United States from the landmark Paris Climate Accord.
We will see if we can make a deal that's fair.
Lawmakers issued 7 new subpoenas as part of the House Intelligence Committee's investigation into 2016 election meddling.
Some big bucks for a legendary musical instrument.
A guitar dubbed the Wolf, used extensively by the Grateful Dead's late Jerry Garcia, sold for just under $2 million at auction in New York.
Mets mascot Mr. Met fired for flashing his middle finger at a fan. He only has 4 fingers, but it was the one he shouldn't have flashed.
U.S. private
businesses added 253,000 new jobs.
Auto sales for May starting to roll in. Nissan and its Infiniti luxury brand reporting an increase of 3%. Analysts expect a small gain overall for U.S. sales.
AAA says 16 and 17-year-olds are three times more likely than adults to be involved in fatal crashes.
An explosion leveled part of a corn mill plant about an hour north of Madison, Wisconsin. The plant processed corn for ethanol.
A noose was found at the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C.
I want to feel you in the night. Sam Swan, you're here with us. Steve-O, I need you. Let's go.
Where were you, man?
I was just letting you go, man. I wanted everybody on Facebook Live to realize that you were actually singing.
I want to be a star.
Okay, 9:35. Good morning. I should really write down the
lyrics
before
82
I do this.
Degrees.
Traffic. Just felt inspired, you know.
I mean, I guess.
I don't want to be a star tonight.
That's it. That's all you're giving us. You're so stupid.
Here we go with some traffic now. Steve-O's on the mic. Let's go. Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
B section.
Okay, here we go.
Break it down.
There's an accident reported Montgomery Boulevard at Carlisle. And that's not funny because that's bad. But again,
an accident. It happened right here now.
Can I please?
Sorry.
Please just do traffic.
Go for it, buddy.
This is better than a sitcom.
Oh, gosh.
Accident reported Montgomery Boulevard at Carlisle. It's the only accident reported at this time.
Oh, that's Carlisle, I love you. You are my favorite.
I'm done. I can't. It just gets worse and worse.
Oh, man.
I'm going to walk out.
I'll open the door for you.
Man, I'm glad that air kicked on. It's all sweaty.
It was getting a little warm.
So again, there was an accident in Montgomery at Carlisle. Steer clear of that area.
All right.
Let's look at
traffic.
Thank you.
Cindy on Facebook Live says, "Go Dex,
go."
She listens to
what?
Us.
Now, what song was that?
That was Frank Stallone.
Like Sylvester's brother.
Yeah.
We actually had him on the show.
I was here.
Were
I
you here that for that? Yeah, we had Frank Stallone on the show, and he was a super nice guy.
Didn't he go through a bunch of bad stuff and like beat addiction or something? Is that the same guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Yep. Yep.
So that, because that had like an 80s vibe to it.
Yeah, music. That's definitely. Yeah. Yep. We're doing a topic right now. It's fill in the blank. I am crazy about fill in the blank. You know?
Alexa, play Crazy for You. I'm just saying.
Crazy for You
by
Adele.
No, no, that's not. No.
Like, I'm crazy for you. Who sings
yeah.
that? What for you, baby?
Come on, really?
Oh, yeah, you're typing it in. You don't even know.
Oh.
I'm sorry, you were saying?
Alexa, stop.
Alexa, play Crazy for You, Madonna.
Crazy for You by yeah. Madonna.
Yeah. So here's the thing. There are times in our lives where we come across something so magnetic and lovely. We just don't know how we ever lived without it or how we're going to get by without it for the rest of our lives. That's the topic here on Star 88 today. What are you obsessed with? Dex's obsession is ruining good radio. He does it regularly when I'm trying to do traffic or hanging out. Just wanting to be cool guys.
And I try to be cool.
Start singing.
Can't hang with the cool guys.
Rapping or showing everybody his crossover basketball skills.
I got a sweet crossover.
They're not that great.
Oh.
Yeah. What are you crazy for, Sam? Ooh.
I'm crazy for the Cubs.
Yeah. Mm. I'm crazy for this
dark
song.
Chocolate and coffee. Dark roast coffee.
Ooh. As a Southern Baptist, are you allowed to listen to Madonna?
Alexa, stop.
No! No!
Okay, Alexa, go. Alexa, start. Alexa, start.
Alexa, continue.
I hate you.
Alexa, play.
Oh.
Thank you.
Let's see. Can I listen to Madonna?
I don't think you can actually listen to this song. So, yeah.
I don't even hear it.
Okay.
I took my headphones off. All I see is, you know, you really enjoy this.
I'm crazy for you.
Okay, Alexa, stop. We're in trouble.
You were supposed to do the bop, bop, bop. Where were you, man?
No, man. Hey, I'm all sung out, okay?
All right. There you go. Things you're crazy about.
What are you crazy about, Starmie? You can get us up on Facebook Live, or you can text in 585-LIVE.
Remember the Starmie said, I'm crazy about the DCEU. Raise your hand if you know what that is.
DCEU.
Yes. Anyone? Dex thinks he's crazy about it.
Don't continue eating underwear.
He actually doesn't even know what it is. Come on, man.
DCEU?
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment Utilities.
The DC Extended Universe.
Oh,
that's actually their film universe. So that's Batman versus Superman, the Man of Steel. That's what they're doing with Wonder Woman right now, what they're trying to do with Justice League. Yeah.
I thought it was some sort of European financial thing.
Yeah.
You know, we just got an email from somebody who's crazy about Stardate, and they're saying, please bring Stardate to Phoenix. I'm begging you. You're so diverse and fun. You appeal to a younger crowd. All the Christian stations here are not diverse, unfortunately. I know you can listen online, but it's not the same. Please, I'm begging you. Guess what, Melissa? We're bringing Stardate to Phoenix next week.
But I don't understand, because we're already there.
What do you mean?
She says bring Stardate, but
we're like actually going there next week. We're going to be doing the morning show live.
I get that, but she said Phoenix. All the stations aren't cool like you guys, but okay, cool. Glad you're listening to us now.
Yeah, but I think she means like on the FM tuner.
Yeah, because she doesn't want to use data to listen on the app while she's driving around
town. You can podcast us.
Okay.
Podcast is not quite the same.
Really?
Not the same.
Because it's not live.
And I think she's talking about the entire station.
Yeah.
I think
they said
on the top of all of that, of course, is Morning Invasion.
That's true. Yeah.
Particularly
on
Fridays.
That's true.
But the overall thing, what I'm picking up from this young lady who is communicating this email to you, is that she just wants to get the radio over the air.
I get that.
In the Phoenix area.
Well, you just have to find those Wi-Fi spots.
Yeah.
You know, when you can.
So it doesn't cost data.
My bad.
Data.
Sorry.
What is proper, data or data?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't really matter.
I guess if it's Star Trek The Next Generation, it's data.
Yeah. It is data.
Yeah, we'll be out in Phoenix, Harvest America, next week.
I'm so excited for you guys. That is going to be so cool.
Yeah, we are too.
I wish I could participate in that.
How many stations are going to pull the plug on
us? You know the app barely uses any data, right? Like barely uses any data. Yeah.
Say that again.
How many stations out of the 1,000 are going to pull the plug on us?
Let's see.
Because we found out we're going to be on Air One.
You're obsessed. Your obsession is
really. Worrying.
Yeah. We're going to be on like 1,000 stations.
So if you're in Albuquerque and you're listening to Air One.
I think we're going to be on. I take
that
back.
Would you hear us talk about this right now if you're on Air One?
But here's the thing. It's like, I don't think all Air One stations around the country are going to play it, but some will.
But on the Air One.
Yeah. It just depends on where you're at.
Collective. Okay. Yeah.
Is that true?
1,000. How many are going to pull the plug? I'm going to say 3.
Wow.
3 will pull the plug.
3.
Wow.
Only 3.
All right.
Okay.
And they will be in places like Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh.
Probably right. Yep. You can see that happening.
Boise, Idaho. No offense, Daniel. I know he's from that part of the country. And Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Those would be the ones.
Okay.
Because you're a little intense for those 3 communities.
See?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Here's why podcasting is just not the same. A member of the Starmie has
Peoria,
a great
Illinois.
Point. Podcasting isn't the same as listening to the morning show live because you can't chime in.
You can't
be a
participate.
Part of it. You can't. Yeah.
Great
so
point.
That
good call.
Yeah. That is why.
Good call, sir.
Rock the app or Facebook Live now. It's amazing how many different ways you can actually listen to the show.
Yeah.
So yeah. I love that.
I remember, way back in the day when you had to have a satellite.
A satellite?
It actually started out as a translator, and then it became a satellite.
Huh.
Now, I don't know what you are beyond that.
None of that's real. You mean I really don't know what I'm talking about?
You do. So. No, you're right.
Yeah. It's true.
You're right.
Yeah. It's true here Dex as well as everywhere else. I don't know what
you
I'm talking about.
You do know what you're talking
ever?
About. That's correct. That is correct.
A satellite? Come on. You made that up.
That's okay. A combination of a satellite and a translator.
Yeah. Dex doesn't
amazing.
Know.
He's just like to... Sprunch. It makes perfect sense.
It does.
Think about it.
That's amazing.
Because
that's
you can't it. Say transalite. That just sounds weird.
Transalite? I can't believe you guys.
Sorry, I'm just going crazy for things.
Yeah, what are they crazy
Let's
about?
See, crazy for the Larry Mullen Jr. Band. Huh?
Larry Mullen Jr.
Who's Larry Mullen Jr.?
Alexa.
Oh, come on.
Play Larry Mullen Jr.
No, that you can't.
Okay.
I'm going to show you a picture and see. I hope it doesn't show the band.
Alexa, play Larry Mullen Jr.
Come on, man. He's a drummer.
I can't find Come On Man by Larry Mullen Jr.
Thanks, Steve-O. Thanks a lot.
It's YouTube, bro. He's the drummer for YouTube.
10-4, copy that.
It's Adam, The Edge, Bono, Larry Mullen Jr.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, you make me
sure.
So mad. I'm crazy about that band, too. They're great. Let's see. Crazy about the WWE. So much fun. So are my kids.
Oh, yeah.
They love it. Yeah. I used to be. It's weird
That's
now.
The World Wildlife. No, that's
nope.
something
yeah,
else.
No, yeah. that's not.
WWE.
Yeah. Yep. Let's see.
Wonder Woman experience.
Yep.
Jewel said I'm crazy for the rain or thunderstorms. Yeah. I do oh, love too. Desert thunderstorms
because
the
so
smell
cool.
is so lovely.
And when you, you know, as I'm traveling all over the state, yes. I can see them building miles away.
That's
it
cool.
looks stinking oh. cool. I love that.
Amy is crazy about watching cartoons. Loved them since I was small and I will love them forever.
I love you.
Alicia is crazy about pour over coffee.
Oh, that's good.
Jason says, my two kids have an obsession with holiday-scented Yankee candles.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm down with that.
My dad's from South Georgia. I'm not allowed to own a Yankee candle.
Yeah. Okay. Madonna? That's from Athelia.
Huh.
Cindy loves watching me lose it.
Yeah, he hits his hand on the table.
I do.
Oh.
A giggle.
Every 5 minutes.
It's one of my favorite things. I almost crash when I'm driving every time it happens.
Really?
Yeah, you make me laugh.
There's an actual indent over there.
Yeah,
see?
I'm sure there is.
Look at.
I've seen him bang his head on there one time.
I have not banged my head
yeah,
on
he
there.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Yeah.
But it was an accident. I just like crumbled because I was laughing so hard and then almost knocked myself out.
It's true.
It's different.
One of the funnest things is entertaining Steve-O. Whether anybody else enjoys it or not, as long as we can make Steve-O laugh. Isn't that right, Dex?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Jason said, looks like there's an obsession with using smartphones on commercial breaks.
Oh.
I actually, you know what the funny thing is? I try to get a selfie, but I'm terrible at it because I was the only one not on my phone, and it was awkward because usually I'm always on my phone.
Wow.
But I was pretty blurry, and I was like, that's not
I'm dealing with a camp issue through email. That's why I'm on my phone right now.
Sure.
Otherwise, I wouldn't necessarily do it. Where they could see me on Facebook Live.
I need to get stand a off Snapchat camera. Of you, Sam. There's some good filters today.
Athelia says, wait, I'm not obsessed with Madonna.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's what an obsessed person is. No, sure. She really was just trying
Steve-O
to tell
me. Steve-O caught
me
listening to Madonna the other day.
I did!
Before the show.
It was awesome, man! It made me so happy. I mean, whatever. Politics or crazy life aside, her music was pretty. David said, I'm crazy about Steve-O's sweet tanks. I'm only wearing that today because, one, it's Friday.
And you're getting it.
I'm doing that in studio, but I'm also going to get a tattoo.
Send me
I don't want to wear like a full.
I'm
going to
post that.
I had to bring a hoodie so that I could hide out once I leave the office because I'm technically not
Hey, and
in
I have
dress
to say
code.
This, Steve-O. It's been a little while since I've seen your bare shoulders and arms, but You're getting a little cut.
Stop.
It hasn't been in like a month.
It doesn't matter. What he's been working up until he stopped going is starting to show up a little bit.
Sun's out, guns out, yo!
Sun's out, guns out.
Stupid. That is stupid.
Hey, do you go through a lot of Band-Aids because you're so cut?
Oh, my God. I refuse to give you any.
Do you need a sewing kit because you're ripped?
Sons of gunarchy, you know what I'm saying?
Get out of my life! These are terrible.
Oh, if they're so terrible, why are you laughing?
Yeah, Steve, why do you keep hitting your head on the table?
I'm embarrassed for you.
Anything he's like hitting it so funny, he's like hitting his head right on the table.
Anything that stops the tears, right, Steve-O?
Dude, incredible. Incredible. Oh, man.
What are you crazy about, Starmie? Never mind.
Are you made out of marble because you're sculpted?
That's with Sam. I'm obsessed with the Cubbies. Good obsession there, Pat.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
Crazy about breezy summer nights.
Oh. Yeah. Summer breeze makes me feel fine.
Go ahead.
Who's that?
It's the wind.
Vanessa says I'm crazy about the snow, rain and thunderstorms, and tattoos.
Huh. In that order?
What?
You know, I know a good therapist. We can help you out, sweetheart. You got some... That's a long list of issues. Crazy, not obsessed. Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry.
Remember the Stormy said, crazy for Sam Swan Friday because it's way better than Quality Tam Tuesday. Hashtag Team Sam Swan.
Oh, well, that's...
That's very kind.
I feel lifted up, but I'm sorry that it was at the expense of Quality Tam.
Tam, it's not true.
David is obsessed with long walks on the beach with me. I'll take it. I love you, David. You know David from Faith Comes by Hearing, David Goldman.
Sure.
We're going to get him in studio soon because he's doing some incredible things over the summer here in our community. Yeah. Like, gosh, I love that dude.
Faith Comes by Hearing is a fantastic ministry. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Whoa, Tail.
Crazy about that voice right there.
505-585-LIVE if you want to text in. We're on Facebook Live. You can leave a comment.
Yeah.
Watch the show.
Bull Boy is obsessed with the dump button. It's because we have to use it regularly when he chimes in.
Yeah, I think that's thing now. He tries to get
He's trying to get dumped.
Yeah.
Please don't do that.
All right. Jules is obsessed or crazy about photography of nature. Bragging on my 13-year-old. He's actually going out to Anaheim in August because he made National Fine Arts for his digital photography.
No kidding.
Dude, he did it all by himself. He just grabbed a camera, went out, and took some shots, and it was like, shut up. You took these?
Yeah.
He has a ridiculous eye.
That's good.
I was just watching a video the other day. This guy, he had an $85,000 camera that they use to film movies.
Oh, yeah.
And he took an iPhone 7 Plus and put them side by side, split screen, and filmed the same scene. And the iPhone 7 Plus looked just as good as the $85,000 camera.
Really?
And it was mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I just got a new phone. It's not the newest technology, but I can already tell the pictures are better on.
Yeah.
We're the Baptists, so we're a generation behind of technology. Sure. But I have a 6S now, and the camera's pretty good.
The jump from the 6S to the 7, though,
is even bigger.
The photos are so great.
I can't wait till 2019 when I get my 7.
Yeah, 2019. Man.
Jane's crazy about fly fishing with her hubby.
Oh, I miss fly fishing.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I miss it.
Another member of Starmy chimed in and said, I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling so lonely.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
You're a real lone wolf, huh? Waiting, man. Boom!
Patsy Cline, baby.
Yep.
Pool boy?
No.
Good morning.
Alexa.
Uh-oh.
Play Ring Ding Dong by Dr. Dre.
Yes! Not going to happen.
She can't hear you.
But thank you.
Alexa!
It's not how it works. Not how it works.
We would have to put headphones on her sensor.
That's good. That is good. 505-585-LIVE. We'll finish out the show with things that you are crazy about. I am crazy about Wonder Woman because it's the greatest movie ever. Mm. And I also love... What have I been eating lately? Chipotle bowls.
Oh, yeah.
Ow.
Those are good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I get the salad. I get the veggie salad.
Jay Marie is crazy about the morning invasion. Athelia says, I'm not obsessed about it, but I have pictured it in my mind a little. I would love to sing Rend the Heavens with Quality Tam.
Oh. Huh.
That's cool. Right I like on. That.
We're in the heavens.
No, Rend the Heavens.
That's what I said.
You don't want to ruin the heavens.
Ruin the heavens.
You know my obsession today? I'm crazy about the fact that it's National Donut Day.
Oh, man.
It's 9:53 in the a.m. and no donuts.
I
am going to have to leave immediately.
Yeah, me too.
And go get a donut.
On my way to go pick up the truck to take it down south.
Don't even know where, guys.
Just going to get one.
Oh, I know where. Just kidding. You're just going to get one? I'm buying a dozen.
Are you?
Wow. Yes. Better bring it back here.
I may have to drive for a little while. I may have to do that same thing. I'll get my free win and then a dozen.
Got
to
get your blood sugar up before all the needles and crazy that I'm enduring today. So, yeah. There you go. Jay Marie wants to know, speaking of donuts, what happened to your health kit girls on Friday?
Well, I don't. I'm not really sure. I don't know if they've like.
No, Amy's out of town, dude. She's on vacation.
Yeah, but I think she's.
Summer happened, and it was like end of summer program for blah blah blah. Oh, we got this thing for school and graduating this. Oh, we're on vacation this week.
Yeah.
So literally, welcome to being a mom, a working mom, and
yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know. You know what I'm obsessed with, and crazy about. The time my grandma left a voicemail on my phone. And she was apologizing for eating the last donut. Have I ever shared this with
no,
you?
No, I've never heard this.
This is my grandma.
Chris, this is grandma. It's not an emergency. It's nothing, really.
Not really,
except that I got up to get my watermelon, and the box was there, and I looked to see if there was a donut left, and I saw that strawberry stuff coming out, and I took that up with my finger, and then I took a corner off. And from there, I ate the whole thing. So I would advise you, if you want more donuts, you better get some today and keep them in your bedroom, because I'm not to be trusted with sweets. Okay?
Thanks, Grandma.
Sorry about that. I hope you can find some more today.
That's my favorite.
Oh, my heavens.
It's one of my favorite voicemails of all time.
So good.
That's a real voicemail.
Sorry
right there.
About that.
Oh, man.
I keep them in your room.
Oh, man.
Because I can't be trusted with sweets.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Somebody said I'm crazy about TV series. Once I start, I can't stop till the season's over.
Yeah. I know, right?
Man, I don't have that problem this year because there's a few TV shows that I started that I just quit.
Wow. Really?
24 Legacy, Designated Survivor, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You're kidding.
I'm like 8 behind. Oh. I picked that one back up because everybody was saying, no, dude, it was the best season. So I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm at the Life Model Decoy part. Oh. They just discovered that Ada is actually based upon a real person.
Yeah.
And I'm trying.
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, even Walmart got in on the action. Remember the Starmie chimed in and said the Walmart on Eubank was actually handing out free donuts this morning for National Donut Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Doughboy Bakery for donuts right next to Sprouts on Academy. They're also partaking in it today. So I guess everybody's getting in
wherever
on
you
the free
go,
donut action.
There is a free donut for
I'd like
you.
To shout out to every single member of the Starmie that has chimed in with all the places they got their free donut but didn't have time to stop by and get us some. That's cool.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Pat and Cruces, he's crazy about the Waverly Show coming up in a month.
Yeah.
I am too. I miss Teo so much. And Coon and all the other. I mean, come on. It's going to be fun. And heard a little rumor that Teo's actually staying extra days so he can do the morning invasion.
Shut your face. You never even told me that.
I did, and it was a surprise, and I ruined it.
I hope it's a Friday. I hope it's a Friday.
I'm a ruiner. Yeah.
That's
awesome. Will it include a Friday?
It might.
You never know. I want to see Teo.
I know. Oh, I'm so excited.
I may text him today just to say hi.
Yes.
All right. We're done with the show, everybody. Thank you for being a part of it with us.
Woo!
Sam Swan, have a great time at camp, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Sam will be gone for the next, how many weeks?
Well, 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks in a row, and then a week back in Albuquerque, and then the last week of June, I have one final camp. I have three weeks of camp this summer.
All right.
So.
There we go.
Yeah.
And we're out of here for the weekend. Have a beautiful time. Enjoy the sun. And we'll see you on Monday. Bye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.